Hey CNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Presented by Trex, Pavestone, the Angie app, and QuickCrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this beautiful summer weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we're doing, too. At least, that's what I've been doing the last few days. I've been building a laundry room in a house that didn't have one and trying to connect with the old plumbing in an old house. Oh, man. You know the analogy about pulling a string out of, like, an old jacket? It either comes out clean or just keeps unraveling. We had a lot of both in this project. You take one pipe apart and something else breaks down the line. But anyway, we got it done, because you got to just kind of stick to it with these old houses. And we're going to stick to taking on your home improvement questions, helping you with projects you want to get done around your Money Pit. Help yourself first by reaching out to us. Just go to moneypit.com, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you've got a concrete patio that's pretty beat up, there actually is no need to replace it. We're going to share a new way to give years of life to warm patios that's really easy to do.
And no one likes cleaning mold and mildew in a bathroom, but that job can be made a bit easier if the moisture from a shower or bathtub is vented. We're going to share some tips for a mold-free bath.
And have you ever tried to use paint left over from an earlier project, only to find it looking kind of chunky and disgusting maybe when you try to pry open the lid? Well, we're going to share tips on the best ways to save paint after a project and when it's actually time to go ahead and can those paint cans.
But first, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence, and we may even give you some tools to help get that job done.
That's right. We've got the summer project pack from Arrow going out to one lucky listener. It's the GT300 high-temp glue gun and the TacMate staple gun, worth $65. If you want to win it, you got to pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement questions or post them at moneypit.com. Again, that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
We've got David in Arkansas on the line who needs some help with a painting question, specifically about vinyl siding. What's going on, David?
Yeah, I'm purchasing a new home in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And the upper part of the house is vinyl siding, and the lower part is brick.
Okay.
I don't like the color of the vinyl siding, so I was wondering if I could paint that.
Yeah, there are paints that are available for vinyl siding. It's a very specialized, you know, kinds of paint. You want to make sure that you're buying the right one. The key with painting a vinyl siding is it's got to adhere. It's got to stick. You need to use what's called a high bond primer. By bonding, we mean like sticking. So you use a high bond primer first, and then you use a top coat on top of that. Now, that said, you're not going to get, you know, 20 years out of this. It's going to probably be a typical, you know, 7-8 years of life out of the paint job. But you definitely can paint it. I would recommend that you spray paint this. You can either, you can do this yourself. You can buy your own spray painter, like Wagner makes one for $300-$400. You can buy a good quality one and spray the house yourself. Or you can hire a pro, because it is very difficult to get paint where it has to be when you're dealing with vinyl siding and all those nooks and crannies, if you know what I mean. So I think it's best applied by a spray.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate the advice.
Pam in Maryland, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
Off of my master bedroom, it has a small deck out there. Apparently, the seal has broken. It's two pieces of glass that had some sort of, some sort of thing inside of it, and it's now looking really milky. I'm wondering if I can replace it by getting another glass door, or can I replace the glass alone?
Okay, so what's happening is you have insulated glass, and that seal between the panes of glass is called swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, then moisture gets in there between the panes of glass, and then you get condensation, which is that white, milky, yucky appearance of the glass. Now, it impacts the energy efficiency, in some way. But other than that, it's pretty much just cosmetic. And I say that because it's not an easy fix. You have to replace the sliding glass door or replace the glass, and it's probably less expensive to simply replace the door itself. You get a good quality Pella or Anderson sliding glass door there, and you're not going to have to worry about glass that fails for a very, very, very long time. And I think that that is probably the best way to attack that problem. Either live with it and accept the fact that it's going to be yucky looking, or replace it with a new, good quality slider.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Pam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, would you love to have a beautiful paver patio, but you're stuck with a yucky-looking concrete slab? Well, we can help fix that in a weekend. Learn how when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deitch Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Well, summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or contact you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At LL Flooring, your new floors are closer than you think. With over 500 floors that are in style, in stock, and in budget, our flooring experts are ready to help every step of the way. Whether you need waterproof flooring or real hardwood, we're here to help get your project done and done right. And with our best price guarantee, it's more affordable than you think. From inspiration to installation, get the floor you'll love at LL Flooring. And right now through August 2nd, get up to 20% off in-stock floors and more at the Summer Refresh Sale.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you got some home improvement questions, but you don't really know where to turn for answers? Well, come on, guys, turn to us. Whether you live in a house, a condo, an apartment, whatever it is, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, even decor.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast. Well, no matter what you're working on, we've got a great reason for you to reach out to us with questions because we'd love to help. We'd also love to give you a summer fun pack from Arrow. It includes two tools, the GT300 Professional High Temp Glue Gun and the TacMate Staple Gun. Now, that glue gun is a high-temp glue gun. It's heavy-duty. It's durable. It's great for pro and DIY home repair applications. It heats up fast, and it's got a drip-resistant nozzle going out to one caller along with the TacMate Staple Gun. The package is worth $65. If you'd like to win it, give us a call with your home improvement questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might just be sending you that summer fun project pack from Arrow Fastener. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
Michael in South Carolina is on the line, has some questions about how a home should be built. Tell us about it.
What is better, to have a stick-built house or a modular home built house? A modular built house.
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I think they can both be just fine ways to build a home. Let's explain stick-built for those that are that don't understand what we're talking about here. So a stick-built is the way a home is normally built. Basically, it's built one stick at a time, so one beam at a time, one stud at a time. It's built on the ground. A modular home, on the other hand, is usually factory-built, and when it's factory-built, you have some advantages in terms of buying power and quality of lumber and accuracy of cuts. It's usually shipped to the lot. There's different types of modular. It could be one building. It could be in sections. Typically, the truck that brings it also has a crane attached to it and drops these pieces in one at a time. But basically, it's pre-built as much as it's possible. Typically, you may have to frame the floor on top of the foundation, which is site-built, and then the modular construction kind of drops in place on top of that. You know, one of the advantages is also that it goes together pretty quickly in terms of the frame. But I think that both ways of building a home, the outside always goes together quick, and you kind of, as a consumer, think, oh, look, it looks like a house. I must be close. Well, that's just the very beginning, because it's all the work inside that really takes the time. So I think they're both good ways to build a house. I don't think one is necessarily better than another, but I think they're both very viable options. Are you leaning one way or the other?
Well, I was leaning, I was sort of leaning toward modular because of they are very sturdy because the way they're built. They're heavier build than a stick build. So I, you know, being down here on Hilton Head Island, I was thinking about building, because we're going to build on the marsh, I was thinking about building, you know, having the modular home built, you know, because of the strength of it, because they say these have to take like hurricane force just to drive over the road with those modules. So.
Yeah. Okay. But you can build a stick-built house to withstand hurricanes as well. And if you're building on a marsh, you know, whether you have stick-built or modular, what's really going to be important is that foundation. It's probably going to be a piling foundation if it's on a marsh. either one is an option. Because you are going to be in a hurricane area, by the way, that sort of brings up another point of conversation, and that is there's a building code called Miami-Dade Code, and it's well regarded as the most durable building code in the nation for building homes that can stand up to weather. So you don't have to be in Miami to use it, but there's some very specific elements to that that talk about, you know, the type of roof shingle that has to be a high wind roof shingle and the most appropriate siding materials and whether or not you want to have windows that are impact resistant. So there's a lot to hurricane resistant construction, and you might want to dig in to look up some articles on Miami-Dade Code and some of the features and benefits, because I think that's something you should educate yourself on if you're going to build in that area.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you for giving me that information.
Sandy in Florida is dealing with a squeaky door. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've had this squeaky door now for 3 years. We've tried putting oil on it. We've tried using WD-40. And then we went out and bought 3 new hinges and put on it. And it still is a squeaky door.
Are these hinges sort of standard hinges?
Yes, it's just 3 standard hinges.
So what you might want to do is go out and buy some ball bearing hinges. There are some upgraded hinges. They're often used on heavier doors, but they rely on ball bearings to open and close instead of just the metal sitting on top of the metal. There's actually bearings there that the different sides of the door will ride on, and those will be absolutely quiet and they'll last forever.
Wow. Where would they carry those?
Well, I would expect that you would find them. You may need to go to a home center and order them. Go to the millwork section of a home center, bring an old hinge along, and try to order a ball bearing hinge to match it, or your hardware store, or you can probably find them online as well.
Yeah, that's what we'll try. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for most homes, a backyard patio is home base for all of your outdoor living activities. But if your patio is old, worn, cracked, you kind of don't have that many options to spruce it up. Painting or staining, that usually doesn't make it look all that much better. And tearing out the old concrete and pouring a new one is often messy and can be expensive.
Well, there is another way, another option, a better way, in fact, to do a patio makeover. You can renew an old patio, a sidewalk, or another concrete surface with no demolition by using Milano pavers from Pavestone. Now, these pavers are unusual. They're just 3 centimeters thick, which is about 1.25 inches. And from the surface, they look just like the full-thickness concrete brick pavers. But because they're installed on top of the old patio, they just don't need to be that thick.
Now, the 3-piece system is installed in basic patterns, directly over the concrete that requires very little surface preparation. And that makes this project really budget-friendly, and it's an easy project for a do-it-yourselfer to get done. And it really makes you feel so accomplished because it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's really pretty simple. You basically set the border, right, whether that's like a single brick or a double brick or a triple brick pattern, and you use construction adhesive essentially under that border. And then all the rest of the pavers can just lay right on top of the concrete. They don't need to be glued in. And then when you're done, you fill them with stone dust like you would a regular paver project, and there you have it, a beautiful new paver patio that you knocked out in the weekend that's really simple to do. If you want to learn more about Milano pavers, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Well, many, many, many of you entered the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes that was presented by LL Flooring, and we picked our winners. We have 3 fantastic winners for the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes, and Sandy from Lake Forest, Illinois, is actually our grand prize winner. But Leslie, she doesn't know that yet.
I love it. It's a big secret. She has no idea.
So we're going to give her a call. We're going to tell her all about it. She's going to get a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring. She's going to get a new vacuum cleaner to clean up after the pets and all kinds of fun stuff. So let's give her a ring, Les, and see what happens. Hey, Sandy, it's Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
I'm glad to hear you.
Well, Sandy, thanks for entering the LL Flooring Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes. I've got some great news for you. You are one of our winners. You have won a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring. So how about that?
Oh, yes.
So how are you going to use that flooring gift card, Sandy?
Interestingly enough, we have a room in the house that is, we call it our pet room, and we've been complaining about the floor for a long time, and it sounds like it's going to go towards a new floor.
Well, that's fantastic. I imagine with a name like the pet room, you've probably had some pet incidents in there and you're maybe looking for something more durable?
They're slate, so they're all cracking and everything. And then the dogs themselves aren't doing the damage to it. It's just that they're old and we need a new floor. But this is the room that we keep all the pets in because we foster dogs.
So you have your own dogs, then you have dogs that you foster. Tell me about your own dogs.
Our dog is a pit bull. She's 11 years old, which is getting old for pit bulls. We always have anywhere from one to even a litter of puppies that she helps take care of, and she's the best surrogate mother in that respect.
Well, that's fantastic. So she's like the mom, the grandmom, all in one. What's your dog's name?
Her name is Bitsy.
Aw, Bitsy. That's so cute. So Bitsy's your dog, and you guys help to take care of these wonderful foster dogs. I kind of feel like they really got so lucky when they step into your home.
They don't even know how good they have it. Actually, they find out soon enough how good they have it.
So what do you think would make a good floor product for Bitsy and the foster dogs?
Well, something that can get wet because we have to wash them a lot and still look good and rich. I'd like it to match the rest of the house, which is a hardwood. I just got to look around and see what we can find.
Well, there's a lot of terrific options at LL Flooring. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank products or the new Duravana hybrid resilient flooring. That's gorgeous as well. Super tough stuff. I just put that in our laundry room because I wanted something that was really durable and could hold up to the water. So you entered the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes. Do you like to enter sweepstakes in general, or was this something you picked out because of the needs for a new floor with your pets?
Well, a friend told me about the sweepstakes. I entered it, I think it was online. And then I saw by reading the rules that I could get extra entries by posting a picture on my Instagram page every day. So it gave me a chance to go through all my pictures, and I posted one a day for, I think, about 30 days.
We're glad you did. We had over 10,000 entries, and I got some news for you, Sandy. I told you that you were a winner, but what I didn't tell you is you are actually our grand prize winner of the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes, and that means you're going to get the $1,000 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Plus another $50 gift card from Chewy.com.
Good.
And you get to choose a Bissell vacuum cleaner worth up to $400.
Wow.
That will help keep all of that pet hair in check.
Uh-huh.
And you get a matching set of pet and human pajamas valued at $50. So you are going to be decked out. Your floor is going to be great. You're going to be able to keep up after Bitsy and those foster dogs with a brand new vacuum. All for entering the sweepstakes. So congratulations. We are so thrilled for you. And what a great winner, doing great things for pets out there, taking care of all those foster dogs. How long have you been doing that?
Bitsy was a foster dog, and we ended up keeping her, and she's 11, so at least 11 years, maybe 12 years total.
Sandy, this is awesome. We're so happy that you won. Good luck with everything that you do with all those pups in your house. And please, please, please be in touch after you get your project done with LL Flooring so we can see how amazing this new space looks and hear all about the project.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now.
Thanks so much for joining us this summer weekend. I cannot believe that we're like one or two weekends left in July. It's just amazing to me that the summer is flying by. So what are you working on? How are you getting your house ready to enjoy for the rest of the summer? And what are your projects that you're thinking of taking on for the fall? Whatever it is, give us a call. We are broadcasting the Money Pit to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, are you tired of cleaning mold from your bathrooms? Well, the simplest long-term solution is ventilation. We're going to tell you what you need to know for a mold-free bath next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where home
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, you guys love your home, but sometimes feel like it's like an endless pit into which you throw money into for home improvements and repairs and spur-of-the-moment remodeling projects. Well,
all of that.
We get it because we're one of you, but we can help you spend that money wisely. If you've got questions about projects you want to do, you are doing, you tried to do, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
All right, now we're talking about Mother Nature here with some solar power. We've got Rick from Illinois on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was just wondering if you folks had a good, reputable company that can install solar panels on the ground. I don't want them on my roof.
You want them on the ground so you have enough space to have a mini solar farm here on your in your yard? Is that the idea?
Yes. And on the north side, there's no neighbor trees that are going to create shade. I have enough room there. My lot is almost 240 feet long.
Well, I think it's a neat idea conceptually. I've got some concerns about solar companies in general. Now, what I have found, and I've talked to a number of them as a consumer, and one of the benefits of being primarily in media on the radio is they don't know who I am when I sit down with them, and they treat me like any other consumer. And I will say that, boy, there's an awful lot of kind of like stretching and bending of the truth when it comes to the real savings, because very often there's different ways to pay for it. You know, you could buy it outright, but almost no one does that. You can lease them, but then you're always going to have this payment that's due. You can lease them against what they're earning, but you still have the responsibility for the lease. Then comes the issue of what kind of maintenance that they need. Even more of a concern when it's on a roof, because, you know, if you're going to put it on the roof, you want to make sure you're putting it on a new roof. And that was the last time I looked at it. When we looked at a new roof here, I thought, okay, this would be a good time to think about whether or not it makes sense to have solar on the roof or not. And the bottom line was I decided it was not a good idea. I was too uncomfortable with the sort of false claims of savings. And when it all came down to it, I wasn't really going to be saving that much money for all the expense and the risk of having the equipment. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to be the same for everybody, but I am saying this, Rick, be careful when you talk to folks that are in that business. Be aware of what incentives are out there that are offered by the state, the local, and the federal government. I don't have specific answers for you on this, but I can tell you how to go about doing it, and that's one of the things. Make sure that you do the research on the incentives and see if they apply to solar panels that are installed on land, on property, in addition to those that may be on the roof of a home, and kind of take it from there. But I wouldn't rush into that. I would really think about it very carefully and very deliberately, because that's a big project, you know. I mean, just the infrastructure there, the wiring of everything that has to go together, there's a lot to be done. You should definitely go slowly.
Thank you so much.
Well, no one likes cleaning mold and mildew in a bathroom, but that job can be made a lot easier if the moisture from that shower or bathtub is properly vented out. And too often, though, that isn't the case. Now, building codes don't even require a bath vent fan if a bathroom has a window, which, I mean, is really just silly, because how often is that window actually circulating the air in and out of that bathroom efficiently? I mean, it's crazy. And then who wants to open the window in the middle of January when you're trying to take a shower and then it's freezing? So, I mean, it's not ideal. But window or not, a properly sized and installed bathroom fan really is the best way that you can make sure that that moisture doesn't build up, and then that's going to prevent the mold.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because a lot of fans are just too small. So how do you make sure the fan's the right size? Well, there's a simple rule of thumb. Bath fans are rated by CFM, or cubic foot per minute, based on how much air they move. And the rule of thumb for sizing a bath fan is really easy. You need 1 CFM for every square foot of floor space. So if your bath is 80 square feet, you need an 80 CFM fan. Now, that will change if the bath has high ceilings, but for the most part, you can rely on that estimate of 1 CFM per square foot. Now, it's also important that the fan be vented outside. And I can tell you, through my many years as a home inspector, that's not always the case.
I see a lot of folks that will vent fans into an attic, which is also silly because that way you're dumping all that moisture into the attic. It's going to condense. You can get mold up in the attic. You can get your insulation damp and it doesn't work very well. Or they'll try to drop it into the soffit, figuring the soffit's already vented. No, no, no. You need to run it through a standard exterior vent with a little damper on it that opens up when the blower comes on, and that way you'll know that it's done right. And lastly, it helps if you've got the bath on a timer so that you can set it to run for at least 10 minutes after you leave the bathroom. This way, any residual moisture is exhausted out before it has a chance to sort of fuel the next round of mold and mildew. It's all about managing that moisture. If you have the right size fan and you run it the amount of time you need to, you're good to go. You can also look for fans that are on humidistats, and they'll just come on automatically when the moisture levels are high, and they'll stay on until it drops.
Dixie in Illinois has a question regarding a crack in the basement and the possibility of it caving in. Dixie, are you calling us from like a pile of rubble, or are you just concerned?
I'm actually concerned because it started out with just hairline cracks, you know, following along the concrete blocks, and there's cracks in each corner of the foundation above ground, as well as these cracks in the walls below in the basement. But the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's some of them that are gaping, you know, like I want to even say an inch and a half, 2 inches.
You have an inch and a half crack. You mean width? It's open an inch and a half.
Well, they are. Well, you can't see through the crack. But the walls are bending in. We've even put, like, reinforcement.
All right, so horizontally, like, the cracks are horizontal and they're bending in, Dixie?
Most of the ones that are bending in are horizontal, yes. But the cracks do go up and down as well.
All right, so you need to immediately contact a structural engineer and have the foundation inspected. This sounds serious. I can tell you that typically horizontal cracks are caused by frost heave, where the drainage conditions are poor at the outside of the house, water collects there, soil freezes and pushes in. But you have that many cracks, and those cracks are that significant. You need not a contractor. I want you to find a structural engineer. You're just hiring this guy to inspect the home and prepare a report discussing the condition of the foundation. And if repairs are needed, the engineer should specify those repairs. Then you can bring a contractor in to follow the engineer's specification and make the repairs. And then finally, make sure you bring the structural engineer back to inspect and certify that they were done correctly. Because at this point, unless you follow those steps just like that, you're going to have a serious deficit to the home value. So that's why if you have it inspected by a structural engineer, repaired by a contractor per the engineer's specs, and certified by the engineer as okay, you have kind of a pedigree for that repair you can pass on to future home buyers. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. But how do you find a structural engineer?
So there'll be local engineering companies. You could also check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, ASHI.org. Now, those guys will not necessarily be a structural engineer, but there may be an engineer among them that's also a home inspector. All right. Thank you very much, Dixie. I hope that helps you out.
Thanks so much for joining us this summer weekend here at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, unused paint doesn't have an expiration date, but it's not going to last that long unless you store it correctly. We've got some tips on preserving your paint so it's around for those touch-ups and new projects just ahead.
Live in a money pit.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete Facet and Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Facet and Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project could be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on The Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab your spree at moneypit.com/podcast.
Speaking of free, we've got a great reason to reach out to us here at The Money Pit. Of course, we're going to help you with your projects, but here is the kick butt prize option we've got up for grabs this hour. It's the Summer Fun Pack from Arrow. Now, that includes two tools. It's got a professional high-temp glue gun and a TacMate staple gun. Now, I was actually using my glue gun today for a project over at Good Morning America, and I still have to remind myself that it's hot and ready because it's not dripping. Like, I'm so used to other glue guns, like, dripping, right, dripping when it's hot. But I'm like, right, oh, this one is just ready to go. So you got to pay attention to that because these things heat up fast and are the best glue gun ever. And the TacMate staple gun, you are going to find so many projects to use this around the house for. So I promise you, this is a great prize pack. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and you'll get your chance to win this tool set from Arrow Fastener worth $65.
Going out to one listener, drawn at random, make that you. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com.
Well, if you're taking on painting around the house, it can be hard to tell exactly how much paint you're going to need. And we end up with that extra paint all of the time. Now, that's not usually a bad thing since you can use that extra paint, you know, touch-ups, small projects here and there. But here's the trick. You have to keep that paint from drying out and going bad, which isn't as easy as you think it is.
Yeah, there's actually two things that cause paint to go bad. Exposure to air is going to affect the consistency of the paint, and of course, eventually let it dry out. But secondly, you can get microorganisms in the paint, and that causes a bacterial growth and a really nasty kind of rancid smell. And here's a clue. If the paint can is bulging, it means it's probably gone bad. And if you take a whiff, if you open it and there's a sour or rotten egg smell, the paint may have mold. If it seems okay, then just look for a thick film on the surface of the paint
or make sure the paint mixes properly. If you see any little chunks of dried out paint in there, then it's just no good and you should move on and get some new paint.
Yeah, so now you've painted your project at home. What do you do with that leftover paint? You, first of all, should be storing it in an airtight container, either the original can or a clear jar or container, anything that has a secure lid. Then you carefully want to clean the rim and firmly close that lid to seal that paint can or vessel, whatever you're using, jar, as really well sealed as possible. Now, another trick that can help, since closing up that paint can is never as good as that seal you get when that can is new, get in the habit of storing that paint can upside down on the shelf. It's not going to leak, and any tiny openings letting in air is going to be sealed off because that paint can is upside down, so it's sort of sealing itself and making itself more durable.
Now, as for storage, it's really best to store the paint at room temperature or in a dry place that's out of direct sunlight or extreme hot or cold. I always keep my paint cans in the basement because that's just the right temperature, and they actually last quite a long time. Sometimes I do forget, though, to put them upside down. That really is a good tip because no matter how good of a job you do wiping the lid of that paint can, you almost always get some air in it, and that's what really starts the process towards making it dry out or just go bad.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, carpenter bees have that name for a reason. We're going to share how to deal with this flying wrecking crew when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Eat it. They can't drill through it. Not to say they won't try. I found when I've done this in my house, they keep coming at it thinking, looks like wood. Doesn't taste like wood. Maybe I should move on. And eventually they do. But they are very aggressive, Leslie. You're right. I always think of them as kind of like, you know, when you see like a little dog that's really loud, it's kind of like they overcompensate because they're not big physically. So they just yap a lot. That's kind of like the carbon bees. You know, they don't have the stinger, but man, they come right at you and make you think that they did.
And they're so big and they're shiny. Like they have shiny butts. It's amazing.
They're like low flying attack helicopters.
Truly. All right, Emily, that's going to help you out there. Now, Doug wrote in, somebody gave me a new 15-inch attic fan, and I'm considering installing it, but I also wondered, is it even economical to run an attic fan?
Well, I think you're asking the question about the electricity, which is minimal, but there is an economic consideration here, and that is that if you have central air conditioning and you run an attic fan, typically that will depressurize the entire house. It will reach down into pretty powerful, and it will reach down into the house through all the nooks and crannies in the walls and can steal off some of your air conditioning. So that actually can add up to an expense that you didn't really consider because you end up having to pay to replace that cool air to keep the house exactly kind of where you want it to be. A better option is just to have plain old passive roof vents at the ridge and at the soffit, going down the peak, going at the overhangs that let in fresh air all year long. In the summertime, that will cool the attic. And in the wintertime, it will take out the damp, moist air, which makes the insulation more effective.
Now, Tom, how do you kind of set up these attic fans? I mean, is it a one-size-fits-all? Is there one setting? How do you know how to operate it efficiently and, you know, put it in the right spot?
Yeah, the attic fan will come based on the size of your attic, basically. So you kind of figure roughly figure out the size of the attic, how many cubic feet you want to move. But there's a thermostat on it. You set that thermostat at about 100, 110 degrees. And this way it only comes on when it's super hot up there. You don't want to let it go any hotter than that or any cooler than that because that's just going to waste energy. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your beautiful summer day with us. We hope you picked up an idea or two that will help you with a project you're doing now or one that you're going to tackle in the future. If you've got questions, you can always reach out to us anytime by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. We are always ready to help. And until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Turning Point USA holding a student action summit in Tampa, Florida, a nonprofit organization that advocates for conservative values on high school, college, and university campuses. Meeting this weekend to hear a number of speakers, one of which was former President Trump, who told his audience today young Americans don't like the policies of the current president.
Given Joe Biden's atrocious record, it is no wonder that young people are deserting them, and the Democrats are deserting them in droves. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Mr. Trump says the radical left is a movement of the past and reiterated that Make America Great Again is the movement of the future. More than 400 firefighters on scene at Yosemite National Park battling a blaze that's already destroyed 10 building and structures, threatening 2,000 more. Park Service Public Information Officer Kevin Sweeney says the Washburn fire is about 5,000 acres and 79% contained.
It is good news. These firefighters have done really an outstanding job of getting that containment up to nearly 80% so quickly. The fire started on July 7th. So here we are just barely 2 weeks past that, and to have a fire this size contained that quickly is a real testament to the work they've done.
White House reporting President Biden likely contracted the highly contagious BA5 variant of the coronavirus.
Biden's doctor reports the president now has body aches and a sore throat, but is isolating and recovering and continues on the oral antiviral treatment Paxlovid. His blood pressure and respiratory rate remain entirely normal, and his oxygen levels are excellent with no shortness of breath at all, according to his doctor. Biden tested positive Thursday, and preliminary sequencing of the virus indicated BA5, which is an offshoot of the Omicron strain that emerged late last year.
Julie Walker reporting. More at townhall.com.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at SalemNow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
While visiting the Middle East recently, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren says President Biden had opportunities to tackle serious substantive issues like Iran, but thinks the president failed in a key point.
The president will say again and again and again that he is committed to preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. What he's not willing to say, and what we need him to say, is that he's not willing to enable Iran to have the power, the ability to make a nuclear weapon.
During an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Oren says during Mr. Biden's meeting with Saudi leaders, he failed to confront them on a number of issues, from the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi to energy, which didn't sit well with members of his own party.
The progressives didn't like that. The question is, what was he going to get for it? But he didn't get the gas prices down either, as far as we know. He didn't get what he needed in terms of oil production.
Speaking of, AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas today, $4.38 a gallon. More at townhall.com. On the medical front, it's been thought to have been long gone, but now New York is reporting its first case of polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade.
State health officials say an unvaccinated young adult from a New York City suburb had developed paralysis. Polio symptoms developed a month ago. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo is at Brown University.
This isn't normal. We don't want to see this. And it's really a consequence of low vaccine coverage, or lower than we'd like to see vaccine coverage.
The person is no longer deemed contagious. Dr. Nuzzo says if you're vaccinated against polio, don't worry.
But in communities where vaccine coverage is low, then we do worry about spread.
Vaccination clinics have been scheduled in New York. Polio was once one of the nation's most feared diseases, mostly affecting children. Because of vaccines, it was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 1979. I'm Ed Donahue.
And be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Presented by Trex, Pavestone, the Angie app, and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the home improvement, the home decor, the home remodeling projects that you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us with your how-to questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions online just by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, for family pets, the backyard is a place to relax and burn off some energy and play with friends, both human and furry. We're going to share four tips to help you improve your outdoor spaces to keep pets safe in summer and their humans happy.
And outdoor living spaces have never been more popular. And one of the best ways to start creating that space is by building a deck. We're going to share a new kit that's available to help you do just that.
And if your yard's become an all-you-can-eat buffet for deer and wildlife, you might want to try out some of our humane ideas for stopping all the chomping. We'll tell you what you need to know.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on? Reach out to us so that we can give you a hand and maybe even give you some tools to help you get that job done.
Yeah, from Arrow Fastener, we've got the summer project pack. It includes the GT300 glue gun, our favorite glue gun, which my kids think are so dorky that I've got a favorite glue gun. Hey, listen, it's a tool. I got a favorite hammer. You know, I got a favorite saw. And, yes, I have a favorite glue gun. So that's going out to one caller drawn at random, along with a TacMate staple gun worth $65. So if you want to win it, and this way you can have a favorite glue gun too, give us a call with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it online at moneypit.com.
Heading out to Delaware, where Harry's dealing with a dirty kitchen floor. Tell us about what you see.
Over the years, it's become quite dingy and rough looking. I wonder if you have any suggestions or recommendations on a product to bring it back, brighten it up again.
So, Harry, with a 20-year-old floor, I don't think you're going to be like sprucing it up to the point where you're feeling like you've achieved what you want. I mean, that floor doesn't owe you a dime, buddy. It lasted all those years, and I think it's time for an update. And the good news is that there's plenty of floors available now that weren't in existence 20 years ago that are great for kitchens. A whole bunch of different products that are out there for wet locations, places that are really durable. You can choose from a laminate floor that have, there's a product called laminate. There's an AquaSeal product from LL Flooring where the laminate boards seal together and won't let water come through. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. You can use an engineered floor if you like real hardwood, or you can use a stone hybrid product. These are all products that are really, really tough and great for a kitchen space. And you know what? The installation's gotten a lot easier, especially with those vinyl products. They just snap together and they float on top of what's there. So all you have to deal with is really the transition to whatever room is adjacent to that. And maybe a little trim around the side, and that's it. You're good to go. So I think that's really the best solution now. I don't think we're going to be able to give you any other grand ideas for a 20-year-old floor that's going to be able to bring it back.
All right, Pat in Michigan, tell us what's going on with the leak.
We had some shingles that blew up, and the water got underneath, and it leaked, and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, you know. And so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leak water stains on my ceiling, and I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up, you know, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because there's only three little spots. Like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance. So small or big, that's the kind of thing that's covered. You know, if it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now, so the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since there's small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you enjoying your backyard spaces this summer? Well, what about your pet, your floof? We're going to have tips to make sure your floof has a safe and fun space to play when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow so you can leave it in for a full year.
Cathal filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Cathal filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit CathalFilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's CathalFilters.com.
At LL Flooring, your new floors are closer than you think. With over 500 floors that are in style, in stock, and in budget, our flooring experts are ready to help every step of the way. Whether you need waterproof flooring or real hardwood, we're here to help get your project done and done right. And with our best price guarantee, it's more affordable than you think. From inspiration to installation, get the floor you'll love at LL Flooring. And right now through August 2nd, get up to 20% off in-stock floors and more at the Summer Refresh Sale.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can get yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
And if you reach out to us right now with your home improvement question, you could just win yourself the Summer Project Pack from Arrow, which includes two tools, the GT300, which is a professional high-temp glue gun, and the TacMate staple gun. That staple gun is durable and powerful. It's easy to use. It's got a non-marring rubber tip that keeps the projects dent and scratch-free, and the staples load with just a push of a button. The package is worth $65, going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your questions or post them at moneypit.com.
All right, heading over to Maryland, where we've got Dave on the line, who's dealing with some problems with a new roof. What's going on?
Yeah, we had a roof put on, and it's and I noticed as I'm looking at the second story for the lower part of the roof, I knew it had problems because it was leaking down there too. But the wood is all rotted out, the framework is, and they went and put new plywood on top of that rotten framework, and then put the new shingles on. And I told them, I said, no, don't do it. I said that needs to be replaced. It needs to be totally redone. Oh, well, we don't do that for you. You have to get somebody else to do that.
They expect you to take the new roof off now to replace the rotted wood that they put that they covered already?
Exactly. I'm like, what's up with that? I didn't think that was possible to do that, but they just did it and they left. And I was like, wow. The whole roof, the rest of the roof, yeah, it looks great and everything, but I don't know if any of that wood up on the top of the roof was rotted or anything. I couldn't see it, but I saw on that bottom part it was real. It was really bad.
Can you get into the attic and look at the underside of the roof sheathing?
Yeah. The upper roof, it seems to be okay, because I actually tore out all the drywall and pulled out all the insulation so I could see that stuff. And okay. That looks to be okay.
Okay, yeah. So the section below that had the rotted wood on it that they covered over, how big is that?
It's probably about maybe 5 feet as far as from the house down to that part of the roof, connected to the house, and
Right.
And width-wise, it goes almost all the way across.
What was on there before? That was it 1x6 or 1x8 solid sheathing? Was it the plywood? Like, what, when you saw that it was rotted, what were you looking at?
The actual frame, not the plywood that they put on top, but the actual frame itself was 2x4s.
So the roof rafters?
Yeah.
So here's what should have happened. All right. Now, I get that these guys say, well, we don't do the structural repairs. That's fair. But they did make the decision to go ahead and cover up all of that work. What they should have done is said, okay, look, we're going to do as much as we can do, which is the upper roof and these other areas of your house. But this area here, this needs a structural repair. So we either do that for you at an additional cost, which also would have been fair.
Right.
Or we have to stop the job right here and allow you the opportunity to bring somebody else in. So they didn't do either of those things. They just blew through it,
yep.
Covered the old rotted wood with new wood. And so now you got kind of a sandwich of rot there, and you're not, you know, who knows what to do with that.
And that part of the roof is hanging down, and that's where it's leaking out all the time, you know, down near the cellarway and everything. And it's a mess.
Is that sagging? Does it look structurally unsound where they re-roofed it?
It's definitely structurally unsound, yeah. It's sagging.
Now they're, what, chasing you for, did you not make a final payment or something? They're trying to chase you for the money? Or what?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, well, listen, I think you owe them part of the job. And what I would do is I'd probably pay them for, because the rot's not their fault, right? They didn't, I don't know if they made it worse, but they certainly didn't fix it. You know,
no.
Maybe you pay them, you've determined this on your own, but maybe you pay them 75% of the project because they kind of really screwed up this last piece, you know?
Paid like 75% of it, but, you know, the rest of it now they're trying to get us for, and I'm like, it wasn't done right, you know?
Yeah, right. You know, tell them to come take the roof off and leave it like it was, and then you can get it structurally fixed. So, you know, I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop on that. I make sure you do it in writing and you tell them it's not that you're not paying it. You have a dispute on the quality of the project. So they don't, like, you know, send you the collection and say, oh, you're just stiffing them for it. You're not. You didn't do the job you were paid to do. But I do believe that when that was discovered at that moment, they had a responsibility to tell you what your options were, you know. And this is not unusual for these guys. They're in the business, right? I mean, they open up roofs all the time and tear off roofs, and they they find bad wood when they do that. I mean, I bet you, I don't know, I haven't seen your contract with these guys.
I always replace stuff like that. When I see it, I replace it. I do home improvements myself, but I just,
yeah.
You know, we got somebody to do the roof, and it was like, okay, I'm expecting it to be done the way I would do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. But, I mean, when you open this stuff up and you find this, most roofing contracts that I see, they actually say in it, if we find structural work that has to be done or plywood that has to be replaced, that has to be done at an additional price, additional fee. They didn't give you that option.
Exactly.
You know, so I think this is on them. I think your complaint is entirely justified. And I think you owe them part of the money for the roof, but for the rest of it, I wouldn't pay them. And I would make sure it's very clear to them why you're not paying them. You're not stiffing them. You're not looking for a discount. The fact of the matter is they've created now a bigger problem for you that would have been much easier and much simpler to repair had it been done at the right time.
That's right, yeah. Well, I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your callback also.
Well, you're very welcome, David. Best of luck with that situation. We hope it works out for you.
Well, if you love spending time out on the deck or your patio in the backyard during this warm weather, that probably goes for your pets as well. But pets can tear up a backyard space pretty quickly and even get into things that could hurt them if you're not careful. So to help, we've got four ways that you can think about improving your outdoor spaces that will help both the people and keep your pets safe as well.
First, let's talk about turf. You want to be selective, almost picky, about choosing the right plants and grasses. Now, for grass, go for something hardy that can withstand a high volume of traffic. So Buffalo and Bermuda grasses are a good choice depending on your climate zone. And if your lawn is torn up, fall is the best time to replant grass. So choose one that can really stand up to pet wear and tear. We always say plant in fall because this way the roots get a chance to grow nice and deep before the following summer. And it gives the grass the ability to kind of stand up to all that heat because it has a deep roof base that's well established.
All right. Now, speaking of turf, you want to be careful when you're using fake grass. Now, artificial turf that never needs mowing and looks really attractive year-round, sure, it's a great idea. But if you've got pets, some of the turf can get very hot during the summer, and it's also challenging to clean. Now, I don't know if I've told you guys, but I just put turf, artificial grass, in the backyard of my house. But my yard is in its entirety 16 feet by 20 feet, and I was just tired of the kids with the slip and slide and the soccer goals and the yard always having, like, ruined patches everywhere, especially being that it was so small. Well, it looks awesome. It feels great, but that yard gets a ton of sun, and even though I didn't use that black rubber mulch sort of as that filler underneath, we used like an antimicrobial white sand, it still gets super duper duper hot. So if you've got pets or small kids, you have to make sure that that grass, you hose it down, make sure you're cooling it before everybody goes out there to use it. So it's really important because it does get super hot. Now, it's also important that if you're adding plants or anything around the yard, make sure you avoid ones that are toxic that could possibly make your pup sick. Now, if you go to the ASPCA website, they've got a list of toxic and non-toxic garden plants, so check that out. And if you're updating the landscaping, you want to choose soft yet sturdy foliage near your walkways and save the delicate decorative flowers for elevated flower beds or the patio pots, whatever, just because, I'm telling you, if you have a beautiful flower, I know my dog's going to find his way immediately to it. So I just kind of keep everything out of Sherman's way.
Good idea. Now, you also want to check for hazards and eliminate them in the yard. Some paved or sandy surfaces may get too hot for your pet to walk comfortably on in summer. Look at things like tiny pebbles, thorns, or gravel. They can get caught in the paws. And check your fence line, the interior of it, to make sure it doesn't need any repairs, because a lot of dogs will sort of patrol the edges of the yard and make paths near the fence line. So plan for these sort of predictable paths in your yard. And if you find them that need any work, make sure that you take care of that. If they're rough on the paws, you can add a more gentle stone or mulch path. And while you're at it, your dog will also need a pet-friendly place to relax after a busy day of play, so make sure you've got some space set up for some shade and some napping.
Yeah, and if you want to go all out making your yard a dream for your doggy too, go for it. Here's some fun ideas that you could do. A splash pool for the pup, a sandbox for your dog to get in and dig away, which is way better than digging in the flower bed. Sherman has a favorite spot under the bushes and behind the peonies where he digs a hole in the middle of the summer and likes to sit in and stay cool. So a sandbox for your dog is a great idea. Or you can add a puppy pergola, give them some shade. Just be creative. Your canine's going to be so happy that you're doing this to make everything safer and better for them. So just have fun and everybody can enjoy that space.
Hey, we've got some great tips on building safer spaces for pets on MoneyPit.com. Just head on over and search pet safety.
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
We have a swing set slash play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay, once I have it clean, then am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't like peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes. If it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right. So, again, use the solid color stain.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit on this beautiful July weekend. What are you guys working on? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, building a deck is one of the best ways that you can create a very useful outdoor space. We're going to share a new kit that's just out now at Lowe's, and it's got everything you need to build a deck with Trex. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and one of the best ways to start creating that space is by building a deck. Now, Trex and Lowe's are now making it easier and more convenient than ever before to add a deck to your home with the introduction of the Trex Transcend Deck Kit.
That's right, and the new kit includes all the Trex that you'll need to build a 12 by 16 foot deck, and it can be ordered with the click of a button on Lowe's.com. So with us to talk about that are Trex experts Stephen Phillips and Evan Sharto. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
So, Stephen, let's talk about what's happening in outdoor living. I mean, based on what we're hearing from our listeners, it seems like everybody is looking to add to or expand, I mean, just improve their outdoor living spaces. What are you guys seeing?
Explosive growth. Through the last couple of years, you know, people have kind of been stuck at home staring at their backyard project that they may have been putting off, and it has led to a ton of investment in those outdoor living spaces. We also hit a couple of key points. You know, Trex is eco-friendly, and our products are very low maintenance, and we have a brand, right, that people have heard of. So all of those things are positively impacting our demand.
Now, I think it's interesting because as much as people want to have these beautiful spaces outside, they kind of don't want to do much to keep it looking good. So, Stephen, can you explain what the benefits of composite decking is as far as low maintenance?
Yeah, so it's an engineered product. It's not, you know, wood's a natural product to, you know, use that as a comparison point. And wood requires some level of maintenance. I mean, it depends on where you live and what kind of wood you have and those kinds of things. But, you know, sanding and staining and or painting and taking care of the wood is critical to keeping it, you know, looking as good as it can and lasting as long as you can make it last. But with wood plastic composite decking, you get a beautiful deck board that really only requires soap and water maintenance. It's really, really very easy to take care of. It's almost just like washing your car. Use that analogy. It's long-lasting, durable product. Our products have a 25-year fade and stain warranty, so they're not going to change color over time. So it's a strong value proposition for somebody who wants to, you know, spend time enjoying their deck instead of cleaning it and maintaining it.
Trex decking is also eco-friendly, right? I mean, don't you have a very high percentage of recycled and reclaimed materials in the product?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the company got started, and candidly, you know, sort of how the industry got started was through that recycling effort using low-density polyethylene, which is like the grocery sack that you get at the grocery store, and hardwood flour. You combine those two materials together in an extrusion process, and, you know, it creates composite decking. So our products are 95% recycled. We've like to say we've never cut a tree down to make a Trex deck board, and that's still true. And we're really proud about that, how much material we keep out of landfills. We recycle more than 900 million pounds of materials for our manufacturing process.
Hey, let's talk about decking as a realistic DIY project. You know, it's a project that a lot of people want to tackle themselves. Is that possible, and how are you guys making it easier?
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, it does require a little bit of skill. You have to be able to use a saw and use a drill or maybe an impact driver and things like that and measure things accurately. But with basic DIY skills, yes, an average, you know, deck rescan or deck resurface, we call it, is easily a weekend project with help from a friend. We also see the need for, you know, more guided information and helping people understand how to do things the right way. And so we started a website or addition to our website called Trex Academy. We're offering curated videos that are directly aimed at the DIYer to try to help make that project go as well as it possibly can and kind of answer those questions before they're asked.
We're talking to Stephen Phillips, the product manager at Trex, and Evan Sharto, the customer development specialist, about the new Trex Transcend deck and the new deck kit that's available at Lowe's.
It's such a nice project. How else are you, with Trex, making this process easier for homeowners to achieve that dream deck?
Trex is always looking for ways to make it easier for the consumer to make the Trex decision. Recently, we partnered with Lowe's to introduce what we call the deck kits that include the truss components needed to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck. The kits include everything from decking to trim, fascia, hidden fasteners, all pre-selected in the appropriate quantities. So with just one click of a button, you can add everything you need to your online cart and have it ready for pickup at your local Lowe's store or ship directly to the job site. The kits are available in both Enhance and Transcend, Transcend being the one that we've most recently added to Lowe's.com. Transcend is our flagship offering, features high-definition grain patterns and rich saturated colors. The deck kit is offered in the Transcend Island Mist color, which is a cool gray variegated board to mimic the weathered look of driftwood.
I mean, that's amazing. Now, what doesn't the kit include? Because I think a lot of people are expecting to have just everything you need to build a deck from scratch.
Right. So the kit includes all of the Trex components needed for the 12 by 16 foot deck, but it does not, however, include the substructure or the railing. Those materials easily can be added based on the project needs, though.
Now, I want to talk about the fact that you can not only build a deck from scratch, but if you had no deck, you could order a Trex deck kit and build one having all the Trex material that you need there in that kit. Or you can do, I think you called it a resurface before, where basically you have an existing wood deck and you're just tired of the constant staining and the checking and the cracking and the splinters coming off and decide you just want to convert it to a Trex deck. You can do that very easily as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So the kit includes everything to build it from the ground up if you want to add the substructure and the railing. But if you're just reskinning the deck and you rip off the old wooden boards, it also is perfect for that too, as long as you're looking at that 12 by 16 footprint.
Absolutely. Now, I'm actually tackling that project with the Trex Transcend deck right now. And what's interesting about my project is I'm using an existing deck that's a little bit bigger than the 12 by 16 size. So I was able to add additional material to cover the existing deck, even though it didn't exactly match the footprint of the 12 by 16 kit. So that's always an option, too.
Right. Yeah. And that's the beauty of this collection page on Lowe's.com. It gives you a starting point to get to your 12 foot by 16 foot deck. But if you know that you're making something a little bigger, maybe a 16 by 20 or a 12 by 20, whatever it might be, you can add those boards in there pretty easily by just clicking up and down on the quantity box there on Lowe's.com.
Well, it's a terrific system. It's a great way to bring Trex to the consumers in a way that really everything is that you need from Trex is kind of included in the kit. So it makes it a very convenient way to build a beautiful deck. Stephen Phillips and Evan Charteau from Trex, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And remember that the Trex deck kit is available exclusively at Lowe's.com. And you can also learn more by going to Lowe's.trex.com. That's Lowe's.trex.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, are deer munching on your mums and devouring your dogwood? Well, Money Pit can help. We've got advice for keeping the deer out of your garden when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
At LL Flooring, your new floors are closer than you think. With over 500 floors that are in style, in stock, and in budget, our flooring experts are ready to help every step of the way. Whether you need waterproof flooring or real hardwood, we're here to help get your project done and done right. And with our best price guarantee, it's more affordable than you think. From inspiration to installation, get the floor you'll love at LL Flooring. And right now through August 2nd, get up to 20% off in-stock floors and more at the Summer Refresh Sale.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. I get asked a lot by listeners and friends for contractor referrals. And while I'm always happy to help, my contacts just don't cover the entire country. But there is one name I can always recommend, and that's Angie. The Angie app is the fastest and easiest way to connect with top local pros wherever you live. Just tell them about your project and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. So do what I do and download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com for any of your home needs. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Reach out however you like because we have got all the answers that you need to get those projects done, but we've also got a great prize. We've got the Summer Fun Pack from Arrow. Now, that includes two tools, the GT300 Professional High Temp Glue Gun and the TacMate Staple Gun. Both are going to last forever. They are super durable. They're very easy to use. I promise that in a weekend, you will find lots of uses for both. But the glue gun definitely holds a special place in my heart. I feel like I'm always gluing stuff together with it. And in fact, looking for things to glue together just because I enjoy working with it so. Both of these prizes together is a prize pack worth $65. And this tool set from Arrow Fastener is going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, whether it's the best-looking flower bed on the block or one that needs a little work, deer look at your yard and your garden, and they think one thing, lunch or breakfast or dinner or midnight snack. I mean, they are incessant.
All the snacks,
exactly.
Yeah, they really do love to munch away on very specific plants around the property. So to keep those deer away, I mean, it definitely sometimes feel like you're losing, but there are plenty of humane, chemical-free ways that you can keep them from moving into your space and kind of finding that next green yard.
Now, there are commercially available deer repellents, like Deer Off, I think, is one. They're pretty effective at making your garden less tasty. They have an odor that kind of smells like rotten eggs. And deer will find plenty of other greenery much more appetizing. The problem is you got to commit to it. You got to do it on a regular basis. I think it's about every 3 weeks. And if you skip a treatment, you're kind of right back to where you started because the deer forget they're not supposed to eat that and just go right back at it. So once you start with these types of products, you got to keep them up.
Yeah, now if you're looking for a fresher smelling approach, soap, that's another deer deterrent. You just have to buy a few fragrant strong bars and then hang them from the branches of the plants and the trees that you're trying to deter those deer from. Now, you can also try draping fine mesh nylon netting. Drape that over the hedges and the garden areas, and that's going to keep wildlife from munching on those areas as well. Or you can take the high-tech route and install a motion detector sprinkler. Now, this is kind of mean and funny at the same time, because when the deer then, or whatever, comes up to munch on the hedges, the sprinkler's going to come on and startle them and scare them away. Although, if it's super hot, they may, you know, realize that this is what's happening and be like, ooh, I'm going to go cool down and have a snack.
Take a bath and have a snack. Yeah. Now, if you want to just kind of give up on all that altogether, you could just think about replacing some of your landscape with plants that deer don't like. There are some. They don't like fresh-smelling things like lavender. We've done that a lot around our property. We also have a beautiful hedge line that is around the sort of the perimeter of our yard. And it used to be a Manhattan euonymus, which is this beautiful deep green foliage.
Oh, it's kind of green and yellow, right?
And it was really thick. Well, you can get the green and yellow, which I didn't like. That's the variegated mm-hmm. one. We got the one that was just pure green. And it looked beautiful. And they were so thick and so strong. And then they just started getting decimated by the deer because we lived near an open field and the deer were just going to head on up to the Kreitler house for a little snackarooski and go on back. And I'm telling you, all like about 3 feet off the ground, it was all like dug in with our heads like just jammed in there and just ate everything they could. So we finally gave up on it and we decided to pull them all out and we replaced them with a type of arborvitae, not just any arborvitae. It's got to be green giant arborvitae. They also call it a, let me see if I can say this word right. It's like tuja. It's like T-H-U-J something or other. Or you'll see it. Tuya or tuja. That's the same one. It's green giant. And, we've had them in for 2 years now. They're growing like crazy. I bought 4 foot plants and I think they're probably 7 to 8 feet right now. So they've just about doubled in height. They're really filling in, and I decided not to trim them. So for the first 2 years, it looked like we had a bunch of Christmas trees bordering our property. But now that they're starting to fill in, this fall, when the sun's not so harsh, I'm going to trim them into a head shape and then sort of maintain them like that from there. But they've left them alone. With the only thing they did is in the back of the house, we've got some bigger ones, and the deer like to rub their antlers on it during the mating season. Apparently, it's a thing. And they just kind of scratched away some of the bark, some of the branches, but they haven't eaten it. So I think we're convinced that it was a good move.
All right. Well, I hope it's the last thing that they're going to chomp on at your house and never come back.
Me too.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repairing, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Just ahead, could you use an extra hand around your house? Well, chances are you already have a few of them. Get advice for involving your kids and grandkids in the home improvement and teaching them a few things in the process after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims.
So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
5 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful summer weekend. We hope you guys are enjoying the warm weather and that you are taking some time to enjoy the hard work that we know you've been putting into your home. If there's a project on your to-do list, reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com.
Whichever way you choose to reach out, join us every week here and let us give you a hand. Now, Will writes, I have a 12-foot by 40-foot concrete slab in front of my porch. I would like to put down a decorative flagstone for walkway, and I wonder what's the best way would be to do this. Should I put down a layer of sand to lay the flagstone on, or can I lay it directly on the concrete?
So you can actually put the stone down on top of the concrete. The key is this. The perimeter of that slab has to be sort of locked in when you put those flagstones down. So there you're probably going to need to glue them down in place. You can use a concrete adhesive or a construction adhesive for that and then lay the flagstone in between. You're right. The tighter you get those together, the better you'll do with that. What I would do is I would probably use a crushed gravel in between them when I'm done, because if you try to mortar it like a lot of people do, that just falls out. It looks bad. It falls out. It looks kind of nasty. So I think I would use a crushed gravel to fill that in altogether. And then I think once you're done, you may have to do it a second time because sometimes it settles a bit. But that's probably the best way to do it, and I think that could be a really attractive slab when you're finished.
All right. Good luck with that project, Will. That really makes for a great, beautiful outdoor space.
Well, if I had a buck every time I heard my kids complain that they're bored over the summer, I could probably have hired a contractor to give myself a break on projects. But that's not happening, so why not let your kids help with projects around the house? It can be a positive and successful experience. Leslie will tell us how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, with a list of seasonal projects ahead of you, don't underestimate what your kids can bring to the table and what they can learn in the process. Now, a great starting point for home improvement togetherness is planning and shopping. So you want to talk through your project solution and shopping needs with the kids and then head to the hardware store together. Now, you can read signs and product labels for the list of your items, and you can pick up a pair of youth-sized safety goggles while you're at the store because your child should get in the habit early of wearing any of those safety measures that you need, safety goggles, work gloves, you know, long sleeves if you're working with something that could potentially be itchy or scratchy, you know, all kinds of things. So get them in the habit of being smart now. Now, when you get back home, you want to work together on your project prep. You want to put safety front and center. Let your child pass those materials to you and help with the measurements, and let them take on more age-appropriate responsibilities once they've proven their interest and skill. Now, many a handyman and handywoman got their start when an adult let them help with a project. I know that's where my love of all this came from, and Tom's as well. So if it wasn't for our parents getting us involved, we wouldn't be as in love with it as we are today. Now, once you get a sense of what these kiddos can do and what they can't do, consider delegating easier projects around the house, like touching up paint or trim in a room. And don't forget to take a before and after shot so that your kids can feel really proud of their hard work and see the difference and the amazing results. So lots of fun projects that you can do. I'm still working on getting my kids to load the dishwasher, so we'll see where we
start. Start small.
Yeah.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, if your garden is looking like it's had a bit too much sun, one of the best ways to beat the heat and make sure your plants thrive is with micro-irrigation. Now, this is a system of drip tubing and really tiny sprayers that deliver water right where you need it and when you need it. We'll explain how it all works. It's something you can do yourself. It's not difficult. We'll cover those details on the next edition of The Money Pit. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump spoke at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida, Saturday. Mr. Trump telling the youthful crowd young people and minorities are abandoning the radical ideas of the Democrat Party.
Not only young people, by the way, Hispanics. Look at the Hispanic population. African Americans, Asian Americans.
Mr. Trump spoke about how America's changed since President Biden took office, how we're perceived overseas, domestic unrest, and low employment here at home. The former president also touched on how the current president is losing approval points among young people and minorities, two populations usually aligned with Democrat politicians. Meanwhile, the former president and Mike Pence held dueling events in Arizona Friday for rival Republican candidates.
The former president and former vice president have occasionally taken different sides in GOP primaries this year, but Friday marked the first time they appeared in the same state on the same day to rally for their preferred candidates. Trump is backing former TV anchor Carrie Lake, while Pence supports lawyer and housing developer Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican race for governor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden continues isolating after testing positive for COVID.
White House staff says he's working remotely. Yesterday, he started a meeting with this.
Let me start by apologizing for my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
His doctor immediately put him on the antiviral Paxlovid, which is a five-day treatment of pills to lessen the severity of the coronavirus and is readily available and free to anyone 12 and older at high risk for severe disease. White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha said yesterday he's encouraged.
He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted.
Doctors stress the vaccines and boosters don't always prevent you from contracting COVID.
SRN News.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
In overseas news, South Korea says despite tensions with its neighbor, it's going to lift a ban on North Korea TV newspapers. Correspondent Charles De La Desma has the details in this report.
South Korea says it's going to lift its decades-long ban on public access to North Korean media as part of its efforts to promote mutual understanding between the rivals. In a policy report, the South's unification ministry says the move will gradually open the door for North Korean broadcasts and will encourage North Korea to take similar steps. Experts say North Korea is unlikely to reciprocate, because the flow of South Korean cultural and media content could pose a threat to its authoritarian leadership. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The sheriff in Kansas' most populous county says he took it for granted local elections ran smoothly. That until former President Trump lost there in 2020.
Now he's assigned to Texas to investigate what he claims is election fraud, even though there's been no evidence of any widespread fraud or manipulation of voting machines in 2020. Calvin Hayden in Johnson County, which covers suburban Kansas, isn't the only sheriff in the U.S. trying to carve out a bigger role for their office in investigating elections. Hayden appeared at the Freedom Fest in Las Vegas earlier this month, held by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, although his office said that he is not a member of that group. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Chicago police say three people were shot at a church funeral Saturday afternoon. Victims were attending the funeral. They were standing outside the building when someone drove by in a car and opened fire from inside the vehicle. According to police, the victims range in age from 20 to 37. More at townhall.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I was lucky enough, I'm blessed that you guys have an outstanding radio show, and you are a fair gentleman.
Your radio show, you guys are top of the business, man, because you guys are fair and balanced.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
And I just want to thank you for being cheerful and, you know, making me laugh every day. Love your show, love you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for being here all week long. As we close out this week, Senator Rick Scott is 15 minutes. Bottom of the hour, one of the best, most experienced military minds in our country, Admiral James Chavitas, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, on this big move now to ramp up, finally, the types of equipment we're getting into the Ukrainians. Europeans are not doing it. They're all talk. We, according to yesterday's guests, only got 40% in there that we promised. But here's with the good news. We're about to give them F-15s and F-16s. And here's better news. We've already trained up the pilots. We've gotten some money. They've been trained on our stuff. And we can get some Warthogs in there, as maybe is executed already. F-15s, F-16s, it is going to be a game changer. Look for the Ukrainians to get back on the offensive. But let's now get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild.
President Biden tests positive for COVID. We wish him the best. But why was Trump treated so much worse? We will compare and contrast and see how this new variant might be affecting our lives again.
Number two.
Hey, everybody. So gas prices have been declining across the country. So let's get into some graphs. This is so exciting, guys. I'm in the graph.
This is nuts. That's the press secretary with a harp behind her talking about she's being a graph like she's on Sesame Street. What matters most? That was Karine Jean-Pierre. What matters most? The economy. Your economy. Gas comes down. Thank you, Vladimir Putin. The administration takes a bow. They shouldn't. Suddenly jobless claims are up. Is a recession next?
Number one.
The city should be commended that we're not Texas, that we're New York. Our country is home of the free, land of the brave. We do not become cowards and send people away to looking for help.
What? New York City blames Arizona and Texas, but don't blame them, mayor of New York City. Blame Biden. New York is overrun with about 3,000 illegals over the last 3 months because of President Biden. He will not enforce the border. How soon until Dems realize the border isn't a GOP talking point, but instead an American breaking point? And that's just it. So I just got to clarify one thing. What Mayor Adams, you're about to hear the whole clip, is saying, and I guess this is a new Democratic strategy. Governor Abbott is so fed up. He said, I'm going to take all these individual illegal immigrants, and I'm going to give them an option of getting on an air-conditioned bus. We're going to put them right in Washington, D.C. So this administration, this White House, could understand what it's like being on a border city that's ill-equipped without the infrastructure to handle 4 million illegal immigrants, 800,000 gotaways since he took office. He says, I'm dropping in Washington, D.C. But every major city's overrun with them, big and small. And then you see the mayor of D.C. say, yeah, I got all these illegals here. Well, there's about a few thousand, 65 busloads, not all full, from Texas, point make. Now Mayor Adams comes out and says, you're dumping into my city. Cut one.
The city should be commended that we're not Texas, that we're New York. Our country is home of the free, land of the brave. We do not become cowards and send people away looking for help. All of us came from somewhere, even from Texas. They came from somewhere. And so they should not have sent people away that were seeking refuge.
There's so much wrong with these statements, and he can't be this intentionally misinforming. He has to either be ignorant on purpose or it's manipulative and political. Because the fact is, you can come to this country, there's a way to get here. Because of climate change, or because you don't like your country, is not good enough. We can't take everybody in that wants to be here. Now, Fox News alert, nor can any other country take anyone who wants to be there. Nobody in this world has let down their border like America has let down their border. The most prosperous nation in the world with the best military is being overrun by a minimum of 4 million illegals, not only coming here on our social system, but also a lot of them selling drugs. A lot of them are criminals. Many of what we don't want here, hate our country, don't want to be part of our country. But Mayor Eric Adams, we are not turning our back on these people. We are saying there's a way to come, go to your consulate, apply, and you can come here. Why the Hispanic vote is going to Republicans is because Hispanics don't look at Venezuelans, Bolivians, El Salvadorians, Guatemalans, and say, because you're from there, I really respect the way you're sneaking into this country. They want to be Americans. They paid the money. They got the green card. They took the test. They became citizens. And they resent the fact that all of them are beating the system to get here. And Eric Adams now says, wait a second, my shelters are filled up with illegals. My classrooms are filled up with kids that don't speak English. And I blame Texas? Are you crazy? Cut two.
This is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing. We already, as I stated, we already have an overburdened shelter system. So now we're talking about, as you stated, food, clothing, school. This is going to impact our schools because we do not turn away individuals because they're undocumented. Translation services. There's just a whole host of things that this is going to produce, and that's why we need help in getting this done, and we need the right coordination to make it happen.
Right, and you're blaming Arizona and Texas? both moving are moving migrants to the nation's capital as part of an effort to bring the consequences of an open border policy to the people who put in place an open border policy. Simple as that. In a statement in response to Mayor Adams' erroneous statement, Governor Ducey of Arizona said Adams needs to get the facts straight and pay close attention to what's really occurring because our nation's security depends on it. The state of Arizona is providing voluntary transportation for asylum seekers only to Washington, D.C., not New York. President Biden created the crisis at the border. He failed to respond to calls for action, refuses to even visit the border. So we're bringing the issue closer to his home, not your home. Same thing in Texas. Big difference. So listen to how ill we're being served by this administration's appointees. For example, the TSA administrator nominee, this guy David Percoze, who actually got confirmed, he's being grilled by Senator Josh Hawley. Why? Because these illegals are able to use arrest warrants to get on planes, and they don't even care if they belong here or not. Have you ever tried to get on a plane without any ID? It's almost impossible for you and I. But not if you're illegal. Cut three.
How many individuals have presented TSA with arrest warrants or deportation notices and were permitted to travel in this calendar year?
Under 1,000, sir. So we aren't looking at whether a person is legal or illegal in the country. Our function is to make sure that...
Why not?
Because our role is to make sure that people that might pose a risk to transportation that's significant enough to either require enhanced screening or to not allow them to fly... that the proper...
So your position is someone who is known to have violated the laws of the United States does not thereby need enhanced screening? You're not concerned about this person as a security threat?
Sir, there are people every day that violate the laws of the United States that fly. We look for things that are related to transportation security.
Yeah, they're flying to... They're here illegally. They've already violated the law. Ways to stop it is they turn up at different places where they need ID, whether it's a place like TSA or go to get a license. That's the way to identify them. They're not doing that. And he's proud. He doesn't understand why Josh Hawley's even answering. Senator Hawley joined Tucker last night. Cut four.
It is utter and total contempt that this administration is showing for the law-abiding citizens of the United States. What they're telling us is wait in the longest lines ever, be treated to all kinds of random inspections and invasive procedures, and have your stuff confiscated. But if you're an illegal alien and you have committed a crime, oh, and you have an arrest warrant, come right to the front of the line and get right on the plane. And as you said, the TSA administrator told me today that maybe 1,000 such illegal aliens just this calendar year alone have been able to use their arrest warrants to get on planes. It is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but it's reality. I don't want to take too much time away from Rick Scott. I do want to jump into the economy, how the ridiculous background music to the press secretary hopping on with a graph behind her, being just astounded that there's a graph behind her, telling us that gas prices went down. If anyone talked to her that knew anything about the economy at the White House, and I doubt there is, they should say, we probably shouldn't be taking a bow now. Because per barrel, it's up to $108. So we're going to be getting the ripple effects from that in a few weeks down the line. So you probably don't want to look around and say, look how low I got gas prices. Because we also remember who you gave credit for when gas prices went up, Vladimir Putin. So who do you give credit for now when prices go down? Logic would tell you Vladimir Putin. So thanks, Vladimir. I'm only paying $4.60 a gallon. Oh, by the way, I was paying $2.25 2 years ago, but I don't want to get caught up in details. When we come back, Rick Scott, Admiral James Stavridis at the bottom of the hour. Then, and with 15 minutes left in this hour, we'll be taking your calls, 1-866-408-7669.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
Paid for by Ownerly.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This is Fox on Justice. L.A. D.A. George Gascon dealt another major court loss regarding his progressive policies. A California appeals court ruled that Gascon has to obey California's three strikes law, which was passed overwhelmingly by California voters in 1994. Gascon had previously called the law a disaster that leads to over-incarceration, and he ordered his prosecutors not to enforce it. Last year, the L.A. D.A. union sued him over this, arguing that Gascon's directives would force prosecutors to violate California law and their own ethics. A trial court judge agreed and issued an injunction blocking Gascon from not following the law. Gascon appealed that decision and lost in court again, with the appellate court writing in part, "The district attorney overstates his authority. He is an elected official who must comply with the law, not a sovereign with absolute, unreviewable discretion."
And this opinion is basically a slapdown to George Gascon, saying in essence that you cannot basically put your political preferences over justice and what the voters of California voted in.
Bill Malugin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing rope twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers, was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. The American Academy of Pediatrics recently tweeting out about the baby formula shortage, and they also wanted to share some tips and facts, writing, "The U.S. government is importing several brands that haven't been previously sold in the States. Many are used across Europe, Australia, and other places that have proven safe. The brands do look a little different, though. The labels have different stages that correspond to ages. You might notice some of the brands are lower in iron. That's because standards in other countries are lower, but you can always ask your pediatrician for an iron supplement if that's an issue. Some formulas are made from goat's milk, and that's okay. But don't give a baby raw goat milk, just like you wouldn't give them raw milk from a cow. And also, mixing the formulas will be different, as other countries use the metric system, so you'll have to read the label carefully to convert milliliters to ounces. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Where exactly was the president infected?
Where was he infected? I don't think we know.
I certainly don't know if you have any thoughts on it.
Look, I don't think that matters, right? I think what matters is we prepared for this moment.
You don't think that matters? Are you insane? That is the press secretary yesterday on a question to the health advisor about the President Biden's condition because he tested positive. When asked where he think he got it, I don't think that matters. My real focus is on look at all the systems we have in place and the therapeutics that we have in place to help it. No, it did matter. Because for the last 3 years, you've been telling us contact tracing is everything. You've hired thousands of people around the country to, once someone tests positive, to go contact them and more kids in classrooms and say, you've been contact traced, stay home from school. You've been contact traced, stay in the hotel. You've been contact traced, you can't get on the plane. And now the president gets this, a chance to show everyone the way you should be handling the latest variant and the mild symptoms that followed it. And you come out and say, well, it doesn't matter where he got it from. You have just wasted 2.5 years of our time, specifically with the medical advice of the same team basically is in place, led by Anthony Fauci. You basically told us we wasted all our time and thousands of taxpayer dollars having contact tracers call you up, and you get that phone call, you get that email that says someone's been in your vicinity who tested positive. But it's okay for the press secretary to just yell it out. It doesn't matter where you got it from. Listen to the difference between the way President Trump was handled. He was vilified. He's no responsibility. He's reckless. He doesn't take this serious. As he goes to the hospital, other networks are almost cheering for his illness to be long-lasting. Molly Hemingway noticed the way in which President Biden was treated by the press and President Trump. Cut 14.
The media were in a state of hysteria before he got COVID. When he got it, I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like it. The anger at the White House doctors, the anger at the treatment that he was getting, the anger at every little thing about how he was handling things. And as you noted, you know, now they're saying it doesn't matter where he got it. We saw this pattern repeatedly with corporate media where they would blame Republicans when they got COVID, and then they would blame Republicans when Democrats got COVID.
Yeah, it's nuts. Senator Rick Scott joins us now. Senator, I know you wish President Biden well, that goes without saying, but have you noticed the difference the way President Trump was treated by the press and the way that President Biden's treated by the press?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They almost hoped that Trump would get worse. And I don't know anybody that said anything other than the hope Joe and doesn't have any long-term effects. But yeah, this is spirit. When Justice Kavanaugh gets harassed, the Democrats, not one Democrat that I know of, not one Democrat said that's not right. Not one.
I want you to hear what some of the Democrats were saying when President Trump tested positive. Cut 12.
Our president being sick is a huge galvanizing point for this country.
In large part, it's his own dereliction is partly to blame for this.
I look at this as a drunk driver who injured himself in a wreck and killed the oncoming sober driver. Donald Trump has injured himself.
The treatment he's getting at taxpayer expense is privileged treatment. Mm-hmm. It angered me.
He didn't take the necessary precautions to protect himself or others.
That's a little bit of a flashback. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah. But has anybody suggested that Joe Biden shouldn't get the best care possible? Of course not. So, I mean, we want the president to, and we want everybody to. But the Democrats are so mean-spirited. All the, you know, everything is just a messaging, and it's anti-people like Trump. I mean, but just look at the Kavanaugh stuff. I mean, look at the proposed violence against Kavanaugh, and everybody's okay with that. The Democrats are it makes you mad.
A couple of things. The Kavanaugh's neighbors are being harassed now, being called Karens and other things because they live next to him in a neighborhood. And there's going to be less and less people do what you did, Senator, when you were governor, too. And that's served because you get so much abuse. And now your family gets abused. That's when it's the bridge too far. When friends and family and now neighbors you may or may not know. They can't go back. They can't get to their driveways because your neighbor's a Supreme Court justice. Used to be an honor. Now it's a detriment. What you guys are doing in the Senate is kind of interesting. I'm all for bringing computer chips home. I'm for that. I think you are for the bring manufacturing home. It's for our national security. But you're not happy with this chip bill. Tell me why.
Well, first off, no wonder the debt's surging to over $30 trillion. Inflation's over 9% because Washington's broken. They just want to spend money. This is a massive giveaway to chip makers. Let me give you an example of how it's going to work. Intel Corporation, which made $20 billion last year. I'm a business guy. I'm glad people make money. They create jobs. They expand, do all that stuff. They made $20 billion last year. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, here's maybe $4 billion for you, Intel. So hopefully you'll build something in the United States. We're not going to tell you exactly what to build, where to build. And we're not going to tell you to build the chips we need, but we're going to give you $4 billion. Then we're going to give you a tax break for building it. Then we're going to give you a tax credit for building. And by the way, what do they have to do? Do they have to stop doing business in China, stop expanding? No. And by the way, when China invades Taiwan, do they have to stop doing business in China? No. And Intel testified in Commerce Committee when I asked them questions, saying, when China invades Taiwan, you're going to do anything? No. We're not going to stop doing business there. We're going to keep doing it. This is a pro-China bill. I mean, we're giving a company like Intel, who's a big operation in China, money for doing nothing. And what do we get? The taxpayers get nothing. When I was governor of Florida, I did probably over 1,000 economic development deals. I made money on all the deals. If I didn't, I got my money back. Is there anything like that in the bill? No. So, there's no accountability here. It just makes you mad. $250 billion, it went from no bill to $52 billion to $250 billion in like 24 hours, right? And everybody's, it's like, you know,
lobbyists? Why is this? Why is this even to Democrats' advantage? Why would they want to do this?
It's just a giveaway. I guess these chip makers have a whole bunch of good lobbyists because it's just a pure giveaway. Now, it sounds good. It sounds good, like, well, we want chips. Absolutely. We're anti-China. Absolutely. This doesn't do it. If you were anti-China, say, a federal government, within 5 years, we're not going to buy any products that have any chips made in China. That would do it. That would actually have some accountability. Or we said, oh, if you take this money, no more business in China. That would do it. None of these things are in here.
Senator Rick Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Busy guy, Homeland Security, Armed Services, Chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. When we come back, we go inside the war in Ukraine. Admiral James Chervitas on the news. We might be giving fighter jets now to Ukraine, finally.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 1-800-246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency? Yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Hey, Bitcoin Maxis. It's the Tokens Radio Show with our hosts, Christy Matthews, Linda Kent, and Cameron Walfort.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
There's no doubt they're going to get them. It's this question of what airplanes, likely used F-15s, 16s, A-10s possibly. Also, the Europeans are looking up, giving up their Rafales that are made by France, Typhoon, which is a Euro fighter jet, Gripen, which is a Sweden jet. So, I mean, there's been a major turn here because of what the Ukrainians are asking for.
Yeah, unbelievable. General Jack Keane with me last hour. There's a report today, not denied, that the Air Force is considering providing A-10 Warthogs that were going to be warehoused and used F-15s and F-16s to Volodymyr Zelensky's Air Force in Ukraine. And they had pilots over here who were already trained on these Western fighter jets. Admiral James Stravitas joins us now, 16th Supreme Allied Commander, knows the area well and what's at risk. Admiral, what brought us to this point, and are you a believer that we're going to actually get these to the Ukrainians?
100% a believer, right thing to do. You and I talked about this idea of getting fighters in the hands of the Ukrainians 4 months ago, Brian. At the time, we were talking about Polish MiG-29s. I wish we had done that. It might have made a difference earlier. But the idea of jumping over the old Soviet inventory and going right to NATO aircraft makes a lot of sense. And by the way, A-10, the Warthog, those things are killing machines down low to the ground. And, Brian, so simple to fly. I could train you to fly an A-10 in about a month.
Wow. And by the way, we're not using them anymore, right? How do they function in the battlefield?
These are close air support, meaning they fly very low. They have extremely destructive high-caliber cannons up in front. They can also drop small bombs. They are what you call in when you're in close combat with the opponent, and therefore perfect for this kind of grinding war we're seeing. And again, very simple to operate, to refuel, very battle hardened. And yes, we were sending them off to the boneyard. We've got other options that are more advanced, but A-10 would make a lot of sense. And the other one that General Jack mentioned, the F-16, that's again fairly simple to operate, not quite as turnkey as an A-10, but that has much more capability. And importantly, Brian, that F-16 brings you an air-to-air capability. You can shoot down Russian fighters with that. So that would be a killer package, A-10s and F-16s, but so, literally, and using the, you know, the street vernacular, hey, that's killer. I'd get those two jets in the hands now.
Of course, but what makes you think they're going to do that? Because we remember the battle. I mean, there's always an internal struggle with things like this. And if they do it, what changed that had us change our from a 1980s jet to a turn of century jet?
Yeah, the two things have changed, which I think are driving this forward. One is the Russians have improved in their fighting capability, not because they're doing anything a lot smarter, but simply because they've compacted themselves into this zone in the east and the south. So they're lining up and massing forces, Brian. That is an A-10 target, massed forces. And then on the other side of the coin, you're seeing the Russians use these long-range missiles, long-range fires. That's where the F-16 comes in. They can take out the Russian air cover. So the change is on the battlefield, and I think it's time to make the leap if we are going to continue to support the Ukrainians, and we must, and I believe we will.
HIMARS, too. I mean, we put a handful in. Reports from the battlefield, unbelievably successful. How many more are we prepared to put in?
We ought to be putting in dozens. Right now, we're talking about 10 to 12. This is another area where we need to up our game. They make huge difference. And what they do, Brian, as you know, is they can reach 50 miles behind Russian lines and go after the logistics. So highly, highly capable. One thing I'm not hearing discussed that I would like to hear more is surface missiles to go at sea against the Black Sea fleet. Start knocking down more of those ships at sea. We have missiles. NATO has missiles that can do that. I think that's the next big move you'll see.
I hope so. And we'll see. Well, why aren't we? Well, first off, I want you to hear what Jack Keane has said about what we can expect in the next few weeks. Cut 24.
What's really taking place here is Ukrainians are preparing for a counteroffensive. They know full well the Russians have expended themselves quite considerably taking the eastern part of the Donbass region. The casualties have been staggering. They've lost hundreds and hundreds of armored equipment in that process. They're conducting very limited attacks right now. You can better describe them as being stalled on the part of the Russians. This offensive that's being prepared by the Ukrainians, they've been working on it for a number of weeks. It likely takes a more preparation phase, and certainly advanced weaponry and increased fighter capability will be a factor in that.
So are you getting the same reports, a major offensive?
Absolutely, and I'll put a target on it. It's going to be in and around the area of Kherson, which is, if you will, the gateway to Crimea.
First major city to fall.
Correct, and high symbolic value. This would be like the Texans roaring back and taking the Alamo back, and it just would be symbolically important, geographically important. The gateway to Crimea controls the water sources to Crimea. This would put real pressure on Putin. He would then have to swing forces to the south to counter that. That would take pressure off in the Donbass. You know, it's a chess game on a battlefield like this. And Jack Keane and I both agree the next move is going to be the Ukrainians, and it's going to be offensive, and it's going to be in the south.
Why are we willing to take these risks? And before we were so worried about going too far and provoking the Russians to expanding the war, what changed in our perception?
The success of the Ukrainians, I think, was number one. And really, Zelensky and his inspirational messages around the world. Number two was the obvious incompetence of the Russians. In other words, we began to feel as though, you know, we're not concerned about Russia attacking NATO. They can barely handle the Ukrainians, for God's sake. So I think those two factors, Brian, have reduced the level of timidity on the part of the West, and we are now correctly putting much more lethal, capable arms in the hands of the Ukrainians.
So let me tell you what Dave Ignatius wrote today, and I think you respect his context with the military. He says, the Chinese are really unsettled by the war in Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns told him, speaking a few hours before this big Aspen conference, the war has drawn the United States and European allies closer together, confounding Beijing's hope of dividing the transatlantic alliance. He also noted that China has been careful not to violate U.S. sanctions against Russia. Even flagship companies such as telecommunications giant Huawei have reduced their business with Moscow for fear of new penalties from Europe and the United States. And she was surprised the Biden administration, which the Chinese expected to be weak and ineffective abroad, has been able to rally global support for the Ukraine. How much is that hope, maybe CIA spin, and how much is that reality compared to your sources, Admiral?
Everything I'm hearing tracks, and I concur with David Ignatius. This is a well-written, well-sourced column, as always, from him. And look, Brian, common sense. Put yourself from President Xi's footsteps right now. Number one, Vladimir Putin told him in the run-up to the Olympics, hey, this will take me 3 to 5 days to conquer this country. Well, we're headed into month six. Number two, Xi is asking himself, are my generals as bad as those Russian generals appear to be? Don't forget, they were all trained in the old Soviet model. They all went to the same war colleges. They've operated together. He's losing confidence watching the Russian failures. Number three, he's asking himself, and this is David's point, boy, I wonder if the West would hang together to sanction me. And yeah, I'm too big to sanction, but could they sanction sectors? Huawei, perfect example. Fourth and finally, Brian, he's asking himself, I wonder if those Taiwanese would fight the way the Ukrainians are. And the answer is yes. I've been to Taiwan. I've met the president there. Madam Tsai, she's the Zelensky of Asia. They will fight. All those things, I think, are going to have a dampening effect on Chinese enthusiasm for jumping up and attacking Taiwan or really countering the West. I think this is a good thing that is coming out of this.
But here's what they do like. They love that we're distracted in Europe, just like they loved when we're distracted in the Middle East. And the longer they can keep us looking there, the more that they can continue to enforce their ways in the South China Sea.
Absolutely right. And that's why we have got to continue to keep, we would say in the Navy, a weather eye on Asia. And it's the South China Sea. It's the Taiwan Strait. This is where we need the Navy to be operating and pushing forward, even as the events in Europe tend to take up resources. And this gets us back, Brian, you know you're going to hear this from the Admiral, but the size of the Navy, it's too small to do these kind of tasks. We have less than 300 ships. China has 350. We have got to increase our military capability, notably our maritime capability in that South China Sea.
Lastly, on this conflict, Lavrov came out and said yesterday, their foreign secretary, it would be foolish for us to have peace talks. We've expanded our ambition beyond the East now. So I know he's a very slick tongued, but he does feel as though they've gained territory and they're looking to gain more, especially because it's so rich in natural resources. And a lot of it is port cities.
Indeed. And I would say if they have one major geographic objective, Brian, it would be to swing to the west and to the south and get to Odessa, to the port city of Odessa. Odessa is the Los Angeles, Long Beach, if you will, of Ukraine. It's the economic beating heart of their export economy. So, yeah, the Russians still have ambitions. This is why we need to, where we started the conversation, put the right tools in the hands of the Ukrainians. They're going to continue, the Russians are going to continue to do what they can, but their goal of conquering the entire country, taking over this vast Texas-sized land, not going to happen. We need to help the Ukrainians. The best thing we can do is give them tools to go on the offensive. That will continue to push back on the Kremlin and the lies from Putin and Lavrov and his team.
Admiral, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. I pick up his book, Risk It All, Nine Conflicts in the Crucible of Decisions. He also has other books, The Sailor's Bookshelf, 50 Books to Know the Sea, and 2034, a novel of the next world war. He talks about how Taiwan could be taken over specifically, and it's a legitimate plan, and that's why it was a bestseller. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Alona's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara.
We checked.
Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A text to a wrong number that brought on an act of kindness makes today's Dean's List. David Amistay and Candace Countryman were enjoying life as new parents of Luna out in California. They were preparing for their baby shower and sent out invites through text messages to friends and family. One of the invitations went to a wrong number in Indiana. Angela White saw the incoming baby shower invite, and even though she knew it wasn't meant for her, she felt compelled to respond. Angela owns a blanket company business and thought she would send over a gift with a note explaining why she wanted to give. David and Candace say they were so grateful to Angela's act of kindness and how someone they never met could be so generous to them from thousands of miles away. Thank you all for sharing your story. Congratulations, David and Candace, and hopefully this will inspire others to pay it forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis as we look at a couple of highly anticipated smaller movies of the summer.
Eric, let's start with Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Yeah, and the thing to know about this film is it was a big winner at the Sundance Film Festival. This is a really audience-friendly, a crowd-pleaser. It's written and directed and stars a boy by the name of Cooper Rafe, who you're going to hear a lot more of. This is his second film. His first film won the South by Southwest Film Festival, and also Dakota Johnson.
There's Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
So this was co-created by Jenny Slate. She also does the voice of this adorable shell. It is based on a series of viral YouTube shorts.
There's also a few scary movies, including the supernatural thriller The Black Phone with Ethan Hawke, the psychological thriller Resurrection with Rebecca Hall, and the satire Bodies, Bodies, Bodies with Amanda Stenberg, Maria Bakalova, and Pete Davidson. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Throughout the attack, Mr. Meadows received texts from Republican members of Congress, from current and former Trump administration officials, from media personalities, and from friends. Like President Trump's staff, they knew President Trump had to speak publicly to get the mob to stop. Let's look at just a few of these text messages. Fox News personality Laura Ingraham said, "The president needs to tell the people in the Capitol to go home." Former Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney urged Mark, "He needs to stop this now." Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade said, "Please get him on TV, destroying everything that you guys have accomplished."
I really have no regrets about the text message, right? And last night, I was meeting about our live show with Pat and Rick.
Your friends from high school.
Friends from high school who also were doing the live show. Like, we have four stage shows together. It's going to be in Newark, New Jersey on the 27th. And
Albany.
Going to be on September 8th in Albany, New York. And then we're going to be in Brandon, Mississippi, as well as Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're just talking about different things we could do. And I walked in and I go, the January 6th hearing. I'm not going to be talking that much about it. I know I'm already very familiar with the pluses and minuses of that day. And it's almost all minuses. And as I walk in, I see Adam Kinzinger, who used to come on our show all the time.
Until he turned.
Yeah, until I think he turned anti, well, who knows. But he read that out loud. But the thing is, they did destroy. I mean, right now, Donald Trump, probably 65% approval rating. I don't think people would be talking about Ron DeSantis running for president if president did not have January 6th. I don't think Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley would even be considering it. And Senator Cotton would be considering. Maybe Governor Youngkin would still be considering because he's not in the Trump orbit.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I think what the text also demonstrates, though, is that you are the same person on the air and off the air. It's what you'd say on the air. Well, what you'd say on the air what you were texting Meadows. Like, what are you doing? Like, get him to do something about this. Get it to stop. You're ruining everything. That's exactly what you said on the air, too.
Right. And we were watching this on the air, watching the breaks, putting the sound up, trying to get a hold of it. They played a lot of Brett Baer's commentary and news. But what they're doing is they are doing a documentary. And they are doing a documentary from their point of view. Like, you're watching the Derek Jeter documentary they had, part one. And just like the Michael Jordan documentary, it was Michael Jordan's point of view. And he okayed everything. And they didn't kiss his ass, but for the most part, it's what Michael Jordan wants on it. This, not saying it's not true, that people aren't really making comments, but anyone that wanted to come out and say Michael Jordan was overrated or give people a hard time or did this X, Y, and Z gambling in Atlantic City and flying out before, it's all the negative stuff to a degree was just edited out. So what they're saying is legitimate people. They were in and out of the Trump administration and people are just critics. I understand it. But the people that stood up and said, no, that wasn't the attitude. Was there anybody that stood up and said, yeah, I talked to the president. He was not happy about anything going on. I talked to the president, and he went ahead, and there was no panic with him. He went in and cut this video, and he redid it because we saw all the edits and the bad takes. He did it because he wanted to make sure he said the right thing. So we have no counter to this. And as Kevin McCarthy explained to me when I said that I think they made a mistake, he said, I am not convinced. When they turned down Banks and they told me Jim Jordan couldn't do it, he said, I am not convinced that they would have let my people, whoever I picked, go on there, number one. Number two, even question the witnesses. So I can't put them there because then they would have been serving the purpose of, look, Republicans are participating. And either I wanted to be all in with my people or don't even get my fingerprints on it. So... okay, that was your point of view. They also played Kevin McCarthy, and they see how angry Kevin McCarthy was at the president. And you hear him, you hear Kevin McCarthy's voice. You also know how mad Senator Graham was. But they both have since met with the president. They feel as though they understood where both stood, and they feel as though that was then, this is now. And I think it's an effective argument. I'm outraged about the Capitol, but I'm also outraged what happened in Minneapolis. Outraged what's happened today with that Freedom Zone in Seattle, with the riots that took place in Portland that destroyed New York City. All that stuff. You can't be outraged on one and not the other. And that's where the Democrats, I think, fall on their face here. And they're going to string it right up until November because it's their major play to try to limit the carnage come Election Day, November 8th. Brian Kilmeade, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Veterans. Did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump says the conservative movement appeals to young Americans.
The radical left is the past. Our movement, make America great again, America first. Our movement is the future. It is the future.
The American nonprofit organization that advocates for conservative values on high school, college, and university campuses is holding a weekend event in Tampa, Florida. Governor Gavin Newsom proclaiming a state of emergency for Mariposa County, California, due to the effects of the fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park. Thousands of people ordered to flee the Oak Fire that exploded into one of California's largest wildfires of the year, growing to nearly 19 square miles by Saturday. Two children have been diagnosed with monkeypox right here in the U.S.
Officials say that it's a toddler in California and an infant who is not a U.S. resident. The children are described as being in good health and receiving treatment. Officials believe they may have gotten the virus through household transmission. The CDC says both children had contact with homosexual or bisexual men. Monkeypox is endemic in parts of Africa, but this year more than 15,000 cases have been reported in countries that historically don't see the disease. In the U.S. and Europe, the infections have happened with homosexual men. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Monkeypox, now reported in more than 70 countries. The official says a global emergency is the World Health Organization's highest level of alert, but its designation does not necessarily mean the disease is easily transmissible or lethal. Similar declarations made back in 2016 in Latin America for the Zika virus, also the 2014 Ebola outbreak. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Meeting with a delegation of congressmen, Ukrainian President Zelensky says the Russian missile strikes on Odessa indicate grain supplies are not safe.
Russian missiles hit the Black Sea port just hours after Moscow and Kiev signed deals to allow grain exports to resume from there. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry denouncing the strike as a spit in the face of Turkey and the UN. Zelensky, meeting with the group headed by Adam Smith, refers to the grain deal, saying, and not even 24 hours had passed before these grain terminals, the territory of Odessa and the port, were struck. The Ukrainian military's southern command says two Russian Kalibra cruise missiles hit the port's infrastructure and Ukrainian air defenses had brought down two others. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Check out latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Smaller swimming pools have been ordered for Las Vegas.
Elected officials voted this week to do it anyway, ignoring pool builders' complaints that the move only amounts to optics. After September 1st, new home swimming pools can only be about the size of a 3-car garage. Officials cite worries about dwindling water supplies from the drying up Lake Mead Reservoir. Officials say the Las Vegas region is home to 200,000 home swimming pools. John Scott reporting.
The Bureau of Reclamation will be releasing what a supplement of water is left in upstream reservoirs along the Rio Grande in the southwest, but some biologists aren't sure it's going to be enough to make a difference for the endangered silvery minnow. Crews already have been rescuing stranded minnows and will continue as the river dries. Officials say summer rains are the only option now for boosting river flows, but the monsoon season's been pretty spotty. More at townhall.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, heard around the world. We're at 48th and 6th, and we have a lot to discuss today. I'm going to be joined by Lee Zeldin. He was attacked yesterday afternoon in upstate New York by an Iraqi war veteran. with this odd-looking device. Bottom line is two pointed knife-like devices. You put your hand through it like brass knuckles. It could have definitely tore open a hole in you. He got onto the stage. Thankfully, there's a bunch of war vets who knew how to act in crisis. The security ended up being a little bit late, but there. He ends up okay, but brought to the ground. He's still campaigning. He's going to bring us inside that story shortly, and we'll probably alert FoxNews.com, because I do not think he has spoken to anyone yet about this. So that'll be great. And then we're going to be joined by Eric Jolly. Eric's interesting in that I just got the wrong page up here. Eric Jolly, I should say. Eric, you probably don't know, but you know his work. He's one of the best cartoonists in the country, and he's so tired of the political correctness that was happening in the cartoon business. For example, when it comes to Superman, they said, when you draw up Superman and you write the story, it's not going to be truth, justice in the American way anymore. He's going to be a little bit woke, and we're not going to say the American way. It's going to turn off people. And he said, that's it. I quit. Him and his buddy quit. They formed a brand new they put a brand new series together. It's off to a ripping start. He's going to be joining us, too. It's a non-woke comic book, Defying Cancel Culture. I love that. It's called Issam, number one. It's available now for pre-order. I'll get into detail on that. And Araldo Rivera is standing by. He is not woke either. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild.
President Biden tests positive for COVID. Wish him the best. Why was Trump treated so much worse? We'll talk about it.
Number two.
Hey, everybody. So gas prices have been declining across the country. So let's get into some graphs. This is so exciting, guys. I'm in the graph.
I'm excited just hearing about it, especially with a little harp music in the background. What matters most to the economy? Your economy. Gas prices are down, and I would like to thank Vladimir Putin. After all, he was the one who was responsible for raising them, wasn't he?
Number one.
The city should be commended that we're not Texas, that we're New York. Our country is home of the free, land of the brave. We do not become cowards and send people away to looking for help.
He is so misinformed. They're blaming Arizona and Texas for the rise in illegal immigrants coming to our state and our city over the last 3 months. The number is about 2,800. And Mayor Eric Adams is blaming Texas and Arizona for dropping off people against their will in New York City. There's no facts in those statements and those beliefs. Joining us now, a man filled with facts, Geraldo Rivera, co-host of The Five, and anything else say he wants. Mayor Adams, I appreciate him recognizing illegal immigrants are something that has to be addressed that are overwhelming the social network system as well as the shelter system. But he's totally wrong. Not one bus, Geraldo, from Texas or Arizona has gone to New York.
Well, I don't know where they are coming from, Brian, but I think that the whole idea of states fighting states over who gets them, who has to care for them, and all the who has to absorb them into their local culture and all the rest of it is not the issue. The issue is we need order at the border. I think New York, I know for a fact, and you do too, Brian, that New York, with over a million undocumented immigrant residents, is a place that knows how to absorb a population that huge, that vibrant, that needy in many ways. But I also like Mayor Adams fighting for the city. It may be that he's misguided, and you're correct that he's off the mark in blaming Arizona and Texas. But I like a feisty mayor who stands up for the city. We needed that. I think this is the right guy for this troubled time, Brian.
I want you to hear. I won't lead the witness. I'll let you hear his words. Cut one.
The city should be commended that we're not Texas, that we're New York. Our country is home of the free, land of the brave. We do not become cowards and send people away to looking for help. All of us came from somewhere, even from Texas. They came from somewhere. And so they should not have sent people away that were seeking refuge.
Okay, a couple of things. We have to turn people around who don't come the right way. We shouldn't be embarrassed by having rules to entering our country. Number two is No offense to New York City. You take immigrants, and we take illegal immigrants, and we are a sanctuary city. But we have not been overwhelmed by 4 million over the last 2.5 years. 800,000 gotaways. And as you know, that's an imprecise number by nature of the definition of what they are. So you can't pretend that New York is in the eye of the storm or leading the charge. It's Arizona and Texas paying the biggest price. So he can't put himself in their shoes.
You know, why is this descending into this level? What this does is allow everybody to avoid the real issue. The real issue is we have to deal with the fact that there are tens of millions of refugees and other immigrants from all over the world who want to live in the United States. The United States is a vibrant, growing country. Unlike
Russia,
which is
dying. Can't take them all, though. No, I hear you, but we can't take them all.
You can't. But I think that the truth is, most of the single males who are coming are being sent back immediately. What you have is you have many, many families. And
I'd go with Bill Malusian on that. He says they're all getting in now.
Well, I don't know the reality. I'm not on the border now, although I've been there many times before. What are you going to do? I don't know what you're going to do. I don't think anybody, Republican or Democrat.
But you know how to stop it, Geraldo.
I know how. I do believe that you go back to the Trump years and the wall and so forth, that he did bring more order to the border. I think Biden, in his attempt to be kind and compassionate, has caused catastrophe. He's really aggravated the situation.
It's negligent. There's no compassion there. There's no compassion. These kids are getting raped on their way up. They're getting abused and trafficked. You know, today we have video from, I think it was, Bill Malusian, one of our reporters down on the border, of 2 8-year-old kids by themselves sent up by parents from Honduras. I mean, because the parents think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get here. Who knows what those kids have seen? Altogether, they had half a bottle of water between them. It's because he's given them the idea that if you get here, you can stay here. That's not compassion.
Well, I disagree. I disagree because those parents in Honduras love their 8-year-olds as much as we love our 8-year-olds. There has to be desperation for them to do something, if that is in fact a factual and accurate account of how they made the trek, I think that it's horrifying. And on the other hand, those kids can grow up in the United States, hopefully, and become safe, secure, productive adults.
We should take everybody's 8-year-olds. What about our 8-year-olds?
Yeah, we do well with our 8-year-olds, and I think that there is real danger in demonizing anybody's 8-year-old. What happened to the love that we show?
Right, but we can't take everybody's children. We are already, we're trillions of dollars in debt. We're overtaxed to the kilt. We have our own economic issues. Nobody else opens up their border like we opened up our border. There's no system. The system that they're using, they're ignoring.
You know the towns of Paterson, New Jersey, Passaic, New Jersey. These were post-industrial towns that became ghost towns. They died until the undocumented, mostly Mexican immigrants went into those communities. They work hard. They are reliable. They are in demand. The reason they make this trek is because there's no unemployment in the United States right now. There's help wanted signs everywhere. They're coming to.
So there's work visas. There's a way to do it. Work visas. We can't put those 8-year-olds to work. Now we have to bring them into our school system, overburdened in Brentwood, Long Island, and they're going to sit there with English as a second language. Teachers who are being underpaid are now going to be overworked. 20-person classrooms are going to be 37-person classrooms. Everybody loses because this administration decides, okay, not to pay attention to our immigration system. I'm all for expanding work visas, but I'm not for leaving an open border. Geraldo, unfortunately, I got to go. But good luck. Have a great weekend.
Did you spur me on to beat me up?
I'm so frustrated. I'm unbelievably frustrated. Thanks a lot, Geraldo. Back in a moment. Lee Zeldin got attacked last night. He's going to be joining us to tell us what happened and how we might maybe have to restructure how he does his events for now on. Brian Kilmeade.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Okay, import footage. How is the hard drive already full?
Juwan's Pilates studio converted to entirely virtual classes.
SMPEG.
But leading and editing sessions is stretching her too thin.
It says render failed. What'd I do?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
American pride has fallen significantly over the last decade. 69% of voters were proud of the U.S. back in 2011. It was 50% in 2016 and 2017. And in our latest Fox News survey, 39% said they felt proud. Those are the only four times we've asked the question. Today, a majority, 56%, say they are not proud, up from 45% 5 years ago. Among partisans, the recent decline in pride is led by Republicans. Down 28 points, today 36% of Republicans are proud. Among independents, down 21 points, stands at just 29%. At the same time, pride increased among Democrats, up 8 points. Even so, it's less than half. Views split. 46% of Democrats are proud of the U.S., 48% aren't. We're proud to post all of our surveys at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. Summer's here, and for many, that means a dip in the pool. Or for those who don't have one of their own, it's all about community pools or lakes to cool down. But a lifeguard shortage is hurting pool operations.
It is a little bit concerning to me because I can't swim very well.
It's not fair because I don't want to be scorching hot.
The American Lifeguard Association says the lack of workers is estimated to impact one-third of the nation's pools. Training delays due to the pandemic are partially to blame, with many certification programs previously put on hold. The job also requires a tremendous amount of responsibility. Mercedes Puentes is a park manager in Naples, Florida.
You have people's lives in your hands.
And officials speculate many teens would prefer slightly higher paying jobs with less stress.
A lot of these young guys can actually go to Costco's, Sam's. They can make $18 an hour.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night.
It will not be resolved on even a super duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I stepped up onto the stage, saw the attacker try to get into Zeldin's face and then swing, and I could see what looked like a razor knife of some sort at the congressman. Saw him block that swing, and then as he attempted another swing, I tackled the attacker from the back and slammed him to the ground, where several of us were able to restrain him, get the weapon away from him, and eventually turn him over to police when they arrived. It was clear, you know, spent some time with this gentleman on the ground last night, and he was not in a good place. Very concerned.
Look, I appreciate the compassion because he did serve in Iraq, but the guy attacked Lee Zeldin. You see him walk on stage. The weapon he had was a legitimate weapon, could have cut anybody right open. It's a brass knuckle, put two fingers through, two huge blades on the side. Joining me now to bring more firsthand account to this is Lee Zeldin himself. He's got the Republican nomination to be the next governor of the state of New York, and in a speech about bail reform and the whole push in New York to let everybody out of prison, he gets attacked on stage. Congressman, welcome back. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's good to be with you. And thankfully, there were a bunch of people on site, attendees at the rally, who instinctively all jumped on this guy and tackled him. Law enforcement was there within minutes. What was crazy was that because of New York's cashless bail law, the attacker was immediately released back out onto the streets. This morning, because today I have rallies going on all day today, tomorrow, Sunday, I just finished my first rally. Security, law enforcement presence increased. That's good. But yeah, last night, that was pretty nuts. And as anyone out there, I don't care whether you're right, center, left, whatever your party is, your ideology, it doesn't matter. In this country, we settle our scores the ballot box, not through political violence. And it was just a sad sight. Obviously, from my vantage point, it was a little bit hairier than some of the other people that watched what happened. And it could have been a lot worse. So thankfully, a lot of people stepped in and subdued the attacker. And it could have been a lot worse.
How do you describe the weapon he had?
He had a weapon that had two holes for him to put his fingers through, kind of like as you see with these brass knuckles. There were two sharp, pointy edges coming out of that weapon, and he was saying, "You're done," and he lunged for me towards my neck area. I quickly grabbed his wrist and held it tight. And when I had my first debate of the Republican primary that just finished, one of the questions they asked me was, tell us something that the audience may not know about you. And I gave it a thought for a second. I said, well, I'm a black belt. I once won the world championships in sparring. At that moment when he was coming at me, it was a simple move. I just grabbed his wrist in a particular way to hold it there. And it was only for a few moments that was necessary for a bunch of people to tackle him. But once I saw that weapon, I heard him saying, "You're done," and he started lunging at me. Then I realized that, you know, this isn't somebody coming on stage to check the microphone.
Congressman Zeldin talking about being attacked last night. Congressman, as someone walks up to you and they get close, you could see that he was a veteran, or it was pretty apparent to the other AM vets there he was a veteran. So were you thinking, maybe I'll let my guard down a little, I'm in front of a friendly audience, and these are veterans, and they can appreciate that you served in the military too? Is that why, one of the reasons why he was able to get so close, do you think, to you, when maybe you weren't that concerned originally?
That is such a great question. And, you know, when I noticed the hat that he was wearing that showed that he was a veteran was right around the same time that I was also realizing just from the rest of the situation, words, action, weapon in the hand, I also realized that I needed to put my guard up. So when I see a veteran, my guard goes further down than whenever it was before I noticed it. But what was interesting in this moment was that I noticed that he was a veteran, or at least wearing that veteran hat, at the same time that I was getting the other signals that something wasn't right.
So how do you feel about him being out on the streets today?
I have a huge problem with New York's cashless bail law. We see these stories time and again. This attacker should not have been released instantly. And I could give multiple reasons for it. We have stories, by the way, in New York where people get released on cashless bail and go out and commit murder. There's 93-year-old Connie Torrey in Syracuse murdered by somebody released on cashless bail. There's a guy who was released on cashless bail for an arson who was then immediately rearrested for a double manslaughter. I've long been calling for appeal of cashless bail. When Kathy Hochul was asked about this a few months ago, she said, there's no data to support it. Well, you need data? Look at the press clippings. I mean, you can look what happened last night. You can attack, you could try to stab a member of Congress, which is bad enough if you're trying to stab anybody, and you can instantly be released on cashless bail. There was a story out of New York City a couple weeks ago where there was two Mexican cartel drug smugglers busted with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, instantly released back out on the streets due to New York's cashless bail law. So I have a big problem with this law. We should allow judges to weigh dangerousness and flight risk and more.
And good news is so does the mayor, who's a Democrat. Lastly, Nick Langworthy, who's a New York GOP chair, came out and says, Kathy Hochul fanned the flames of hate by directing supporters to your rally schedule. He says it's unacceptable conduct for anyone. Do you feel just as angry about that as Langworthy apparently does?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is a long time coming because of what happened with Maxine Waters a few years ago, who is the chair of the House Financial Services Committee I serve on, encouraging people to confront Trump administration officials and supporters at restaurants and elsewhere. The Steve Scalise shooting hit very close to home for me. I was serving in the House with everybody at that time and with the Capitol police officers who were attacked. So I am far more sensitive to this point now. I believe that nobody should, I don't care what kind of a rally you're going, whether you're going to a rally to support a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate or a third party, nobody should be trying to settle that score through political violence. These political events, there should be room for debate and disagreement, but not violence.
Governor Zeldin, have a safe day today, a successful day today. In case people don't know, listen around the country. First Republican to have a legitimate shot at that office since George Pataki held it. Good luck the rest of the way. New York needs to win.
Thank you.
Go get him. Congressman Lee Zeldin, back in a moment.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now,
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Mako for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price. One-third less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle. Uh-oh, better call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This guy, Flash Thompson, he probably deserved what happened. But just because you can beat him up doesn't give you the right to. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
That is from the 2002 movie Spider-Man, a famous line in Spider-Man lore. It's part of, I think, the hottest thing in movies right now are the Marvel comics, and they come to life from Spider-Man, the Batman, to Captain America on down. But there's something happened. They're going way woke. And it got to the point where a guy like Eric July, one of the most successful comic writers in the country, said, I'm done with it. I'm doing my own thing. And that's exactly what has happened. Eric July joins us right now. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, brother? I appreciate you having me.
Hey, no problem. I should say welcome back because I had you on TV yesterday. And I'm just really struck by what got you to the point where you said to yourself, I'm going to go do my own thing and form the Ripperverse Comics. What brought you to the point to leave an established career to go try it on your own?
Well, for me, it was like, you know, I'd obviously been in a commentary space with comics for a while now. And, you know, I talked about and complained publicly, you know, YouTube, everything about the direction that these companies were going. And for me, it was like, you know what, I got to be a part of the solution. I feel like my calling is to be a creator. Yes, the commentary, be it political or in the comic book space, was, you know, that's a skill set. However, when it comes to the music and all the other stuff that I've done in the creative sense, that's where my call, what I believe God put me on this earth to certainly do. So I wanted to shift away from just simply complaining about it. Not to say I won't point it out if something is you know, bad or whatever, but I need to be a part of the solution. So something that I thought wasn't going to be able to happen until I, you know, was well into my 40s and had all this, you know, money stored up and all that, had a lot of success over the last few years, and it just accelerated everything. So as they kept screwing up, I was putting, I mean, the demand obviously kept growing, and it just felt like the right time to do it. So it's not something that was necessarily done, you know, to spite these weirdos. It was more, this is the great time to do it. And obviously I've been reassured considering that the campaign is at $3 million.
So yeah, tell me about it. Item number one. First off, before we talk about your new thing, what brought you to this point? Because the comic book industry, like so many others, have gone woke. And we've noticed that almost they're embarrassed to be American. And we've seen it over and over again. Here's an example of Superman. This is the first one, 1978, Christopher Reeve. And it changes to, you'll see what it is now, cut 30.
Why are you here? There must be a reason for you to be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
Politics, does he still stand for truth, justice, all that stuff?
All that stuff? You started noticing people breaking away from tradition and going woke.
Yeah, like with, and you know, that's obviously with Gabe El-Tayeb, who of course is the colorist for
you,
Isom, issue number one. And, you know, that's what did it for him. You know, they even, you know, it was nothing wrong, let's say, with Superman being understood as sort of this American hero. Not sort of, that's what he was. Nobody that was from another country had any problem, certainly, with that. But that was more kind of signifying the changes that were happening kind of culturally within the, or subculturally within comics, in that there were a lot of spiteful individuals that were starting to become creatives in this space. They didn't like the place that they were at. They didn't like people, be it various race or whatever, if they had certain ideas. And they were writing those comics to depict their social political views. And this is why it comes off the way that it does right now, and that it's so obnoxious and it's so bad. The creative stuff is really gone out the window. It's more about beating the audience over the head with your specific politics. And that's why I was like, look, man, I don't want to do that. I just want to give people some good story. Yeah, there are those universal truths that I want to certainly acknowledge, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, bad, what is just, and all those sorts of concepts. But, you know, what we're trying to do here, first and foremost, is give the audience what it is that they want with a good story. And that point has been completely lost, seemingly, on the mainstream industry.
So tell me about item number one.
Well, Isom is, of course, the first book through Ripperverse Publishing. We had it was a task to not only just have it be this character's book, but also this is launching the entire universe here for us as we're telling these stories.
96-page comic book, right?
96 pages. I couldn't keep it like 20 pages like what a lot of the books are now with 5 pages of ads. I just had to do it my way in the way that it is. And 96 pages was what kind of came out of that. And it's about Isom. It's this character by the name of Avery Silman. He used to be a hero of sorts, and then he kind of stopped due to this event. And this story picks up where him, Avery Silman, gets a call from his sister trying to find the whereabouts of this character, of this other character, who is a family friend. And because of that, he has to go into the city that he no longer lives in. He lives outside of it to kind of talk to his old friend and figure out what's going on and where the whereabouts of this old family friend they had. So that's kind of where this story pops off. And it's not just about launching ISOM, the character itself. This is an entire universe. So there's plenty of different characters that people are going to be introduced to. And I think we had a great balance of giving people that familiarity, definitely if you're into comics, but also giving them some sort of form of uniqueness and freshness about it.
Eric, you know, one of the great exports of America is our entertainment. So people got to know what America was, not only the wars we fight, but what we produced. We became this idea of this land of the free, the home of the brave, the chance where there is an opportunity, the Statue of Liberty. And part of it was comic books, the industry you're in, the movies that we put out, the theme parks that we produce. And that was one of the great things about America. Just free enterprise, go do it, people will come. And I just heartened, by the way, that you're fighting to keep that going. Where you don't want to, you know, don't get propagandized, but you kind of like that you're an American. You understand that we hit the lotto when we were born here.
Yeah, like, you know, I value, as obviously as an anarcho-capitalist and libertarian, I value liberty, like, first and foremost. It's not a secret. Like, this is something that I proudly wear on my sleeve, and I absolutely understand and acknowledge that being in this geographical area, being born here, I have a lot more advantages than, let's say, if I was born elsewhere, and I'm not oblivious, certainly, to that. And you bring up a great point with America being, it used to be, like a net export in terms of what was considered the good entertainment. We set the scene. Comics are our industry, for example. We set the scene for what the entire world would understand to be a comic book. Well, now in comics, for those that don't know, it's not that like that anymore. The imports are the what's dominating the American market right now. Japanese comics, also known as mangas, they're destroying America in their, not just in Japan, they're destroying them in America, in North America. So instead of having the self-awareness, the creatives would say, oh, well, we're getting our tails kicked right now by the Japanese in our own industry, in our own country. They still put out this sort of nonsense. Right. And, you know, I make this joke about all the time about, okay, I'm trying to make American comics like competitive again in this so that they start yet again wanting our entertainment as opposed to us having to import it. And really, it's not that the Japanese, for example, are doing anything new. They're doing the same thing they've been doing for decades. It's just that because the American comics have gotten so bad, just by sheer default, something exists that is the that is just simply not beating their audience over the head with this random social political nonsense, and people love it.
And also, would you say comics have been race and gender sapping characters where we could just read and not think black, white, Hispanic, or any type of pronoun selecting culture?
Oh, for sure, man. We've moved in this odd direction where that's the obsession now. You know what I mean? It's not to say that you can't have a character be black, obviously. With our character, you can have a character be a woman or whatever. The problem is that nowadays it's the hyperemphasis of it. And because they think the creatives over there think that they are everybody else is as shallow as them, they feel like, well, I have to have this black character beat everybody over the head with the fact that he is black. And then that is going to represent the black population as if we're all kind of just monolithic and have the same exact upbringing, same value system and all of that, which is just simply not the case. But again, they think everybody is as shallow as them. You know, I say this all the time, like this idea that the only way that I could, let's say, relate to a character is if they're black is nonsensical, but it's also insulting. You can have a black character be embraced by white people or a white character be embraced by black people. If you're not shallow, that takes decent writing. That takes this idea to be able to resonate with other individuals. And I don't think these people they don't have the experience to do that, but they're just so obsessed with identity that gets in the way of any kind of story that they could tell that's even halfway decent.
Eric July is here, founder of the Riververse Comics, and you can go and now they're not out yet, right? How many more days till they're out?
So we are going into September. It's a pre-order campaign. So going into September, you guys will start receiving shipments. We have, ironically enough, yeah, I was expecting to make $3 million as fast. It's like still 64 days left in the campaign. However, because this wasn't a crowdfund, I just took the transparency of it. You guys are going to, like, most of the product we already got here, we just have a couple of batches of prints of the actual book that we need to get, and then we start shipping those out. So going into September, even though the campaign still won't be closed, you'll be able to get your items.
How?
We're going to mail those. You can get them over at Ripperverse.com, of course. We have different bundles where you could save money, and you can go ahead and grab whatever it is that you want. I haven't reached out to a lot of comic book retailers, but the safest bet is to, of course, go to Ripperverse.com, place in your order. When you order, you get your login. You can keep up with the actual order itself when it ships and all of that. We keep it right there for you.
Lastly, I want you to hear this, and we're talking to Eric Shalai, founder of Ripperverse Comics, why he went out and is doing his own thing. I want you to hear Brandon Ruth, I think that's how you say the name, try to explain to us why he gets rid of the American way from Superman. Cut 31.
The American way is kind of changed, and is people can take that to mean many different things. So the fact that it's not in the film, I think, is powerful, because really Superman has transcended America. And although it was founded on those basic values, you know, that we created in this country, that's not as important maybe as just the fact that he's so inspirational to everyone, and that he can be an icon to somebody halfway across the world.
What's he talking about? You can't be an icon to somebody across the world if you say American way?
Yeah, that's bizarre. That's such a weird thing. If anything, you know, they can especially have something to aspire for and aspire to be in the event that they know where that character is. So he's kind of being hypocritical in a sense, or rather contradicting himself. Yeah, he has existing, despite having that true justice in American way, transcended just America, and he's been a way of an inspiration to people that are outside of this country. So why did you need to change it in the first place? Seemed like that it already happened. This is just a guy that's more so ashamed to be, in this geographical area. We know that there's a lot of kind of movements that are unfortunately conflating government with country, or with those sets of more so values that you think of Americanism, and these folks are trying to run away from it, and it's just simply not working.
And lastly, I want you to evaluate this X-Men clip. It's a X-Men Dark Phoenix clip. When they changed the name to X-Woman, cut 32.
It's funny. I can't actually remember the last time you were the one risking something. And by the way, the women are always saving the men around here. You might want to think about changing the name to X-Women.
Okay. Me too.
Such a goofy. I remember seeing that and I was like, oh my God, this is basically when I was about out of Marvel and DC and doing everything with anything that they had to do with as far as buying their products. But I remember seeing that and just thinking that's so crazy. But a lot of people don't know Victoria Alonso, I believe is her name. She's somehow keeps spelling upward with Marvel, and she's echoed that same sentiment multiple times in different interviews and whatnot, where she's saying, well, they're called the X-Men. I don't understand why they're called that, because they have a bunch of women that are part of their team. Again, self-awareness does not exist with these folks. And I used to be one of those guys that was like, man, this sucks. You know, you see these beloved characters be ran to the ground. But now I'm like, you know what? Keep it up. Keep it up, because all you do is thin eyes our way.
Absolutely. It's good for the Ripperverse, bad for the country, but good for Eric Shalai especially. Eric, congratulations on taking the risk, showing that entrepreneurial spirit, and using your creativity to help restore the American way.
Much love, and I appreciate you, of course, having me.
All right. Go out to theripperverse.com. And support Eric. He took great risks for you. So the least you could do is support his quest here. And he didn't phone it in. This is 90-plus pages. Thanks so much, Eric.
You
got it. When we come back, some good news with the Russia-Ukraine war. I'll share it with you.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Catch
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
What you don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to three with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's Ownery.com. Ownery.com.
Paid for by Ownery.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Meanwhile, I read that Dr. Fauci said that he plans to retire by the end of President Biden's term. Mm-hmm. And then everyone turned to Biden like, is there anything you'd like to announce, too?
Jimmy Fallon having some fun late night, actually commenting on the news. It makes Joe Biden look bad. Can you believe what's changing? I'm going to discuss that and more with Howie Kurtz on One Nation tonight. Tomorrow night, Saturday at 8 o'clock, repeated at 11. That's Eastern time. I know you listen to us all different time zones, so especially in St. Louis at 7. But 8 and 11, we've got some great guests, including Gerard Baker's going to lead us off and talk about the true Joe Biden. Is he underachieving, or is this exactly who he is? We're also going to take a look at our school system. We're about to get back started again around the country. Well, many people are leaving the public school system. I'm going to talk to one of the kings of the charter school system. That'll be coming your way, as well as an interview with Adam Carolla. Remember, I promised you some good news. Here's the good news. An agreement has been signed in Istanbul, Turkey, between Russia and the Ukraine. They brokered a deal to let Ukraine out signing it. They did not sign the same piece of paper. They signed a separate piece of paper. But Ukraine is one of the largest grain producers. So far, all their grain's been locked in their country. They've signed a deal to help Turkey help broker the deal with Russia to unblock exports of grain from Ukraine through the Black Sea. That is huge news, not only for Ukraine, but for Africa and Brazil, because there's all types of their big markets for grain, even in here, and the price of grain dropped around the country. So that's great news. The other news I wanted to share with you, I've mentioned the last few days, we got four dates on the books to be able to go on stage. So I will be able to go live and talk to, meet you in person, especially my first stop is in Newark, New Jersey, and that'll be a chance where I get to meet a lot of WABC listeners, and we'll have some surprises along the way. Have a chance to talk about all my books and America the way it is, our real history, and I think we're trying to take America back 1,000 people at a time. So I'll be at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center telling you the real story of our past and having fun on stage. That'll be August 27th. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. And then the Egg in Albany on September 8th. So that'll be fun. So that'll be right after. And then I got two dates in November when my paperback comes out, The President Freedom Fighter, and it's in Brandon, Mississippi at City Hall Live, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma at Cox Convention Center. So hope to see you all in person. It'll be fun. Have a chance to sign your books, personalized VIP opportunities that we could talk about an hour before the whole show starts. BrianKilmeade.com there. Meanwhile, don't forget to watch One Nation tonight and keep it here on the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before...
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.